Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Yeah.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring them out, bring them out.
VIP, coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife, lost life, what I mean. Both beds in the state wanna be by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hip, but shouted, he not out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got free? The king back now. Raw don't even know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. See a ball, the money stacked all in the shack now. See a push a button and let the roof on the lack down. I'm on the road doing shows from a Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque. Get a chat time. I got the crowd yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All my hot girls yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Front to back, gay yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
What other brother rapper hooded than this? I got rich and I'm still in a hooligan clique. You be rapping by blow, I don't move in the brick. Talk about you not, now we're doing it brick. If I hit you in the face, you gon' be throwing me quick. If I catch another case, I know it truly be missed. So I'ma keep a cool head, stay out of the news headlines, and show these other rappers it's bedtime. You still see that I'm ahead of the time. I got the throne down hard, talk career with a shine. I got the time, there ain't nothing like it better with time. Who got a flow and a live show better than mine? I got a packed house yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All my hot girls yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Front to back, they yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You wanna beef with the king, what is you gon' do? When you show up on the scene, what is two guns drew on you and your friend and play a little 2-on-2? If you do half of what I do, then you'll be hitting the deck. I got a tool and a vest, I can get some respect. I'ma make it hard for another sucker to flex. Show him it's like the squad for a sucker to test. Tell my too large and we way too fresh. Work well when... They put the checker lame like a game of chess. You wanna be, better bring your best. Cause we'll be standing in your front yard yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All my hot girls yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Front to back, they yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All the front yard yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All my hot girls yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Front to back, they yelling.
Bring 'em out, bring 'em out.
Believe that's always more. Don't put the game out. Let's get back.
every time we meet. Like a frat team, crack team, dying to geek. Outcast bumping up and down the street. Slam back, can't let by five niggas see. 75 MCs freestyling to the beat, cause we get crunk, stay drunk at the club. Should've bought an out, but you caught the dub. Should've held back, but you sold the punch. Supposed to be too good, but you packed the lunch. No G to the U to the G for you. Got a son on the way by the name of Bamboo. Got a little baby girl for a year, Jordan. Never turn my back on my kids for them. Should've hit it, before you re-up, get a last time. Make a bid for yourself, boy, set some goals. Make a bad dime out of dust and cold. Record number four, but we on the road. Hold up, slow up, stop, control. Like Janet, planet, stay on the Antonia. Moving like floor, coming straight to Florida. Lock my yours, then block the quarters. Putting up on bail, cause the women's in order. Like a 3-piece, before I cut your daughter. You settle Taco Bell, then I hit the border. Pity pass, I'm trying to get the vibe. On my microphone, being trying to stay alive. When you come to ATM, well, you bet not high. Cause it's nothing about my league, gon' ride.
Crew, man. It's your boy Joe Johnson from Atlanta, Harlem. Chillin' with Dawn Nicole Young and TheHeat.com. Holla at your boy. Later.
What it do, y'all? It's the girl Rashida. You know I'm holding it down for Dawn Nicole Young.
This is your boy Versus, and chilling right here with Dawn Nicole Young for IndieHeat.com. Make sure you check it out. Keep it locked and loaded. Yeah.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Jermaine Dupri. You watching IndieHeat.com with my homegirl Dawn Nicole Young. You heard? Yeah.
Oh, this is KC Giff, and I'm chilling with IndieHeat.com, Dawn Nicole Young.
Oh, Beat Banger, you watching IndieHeat.com with Dawn Nicole Young.
What's up? This is Derek J with IndieHeat.com, Dawn Nicole Young.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuning in to the very best. I'm yours truly, Jazzy Finzel Burgundy, Obama Luther King Jr., Jackson 5 the first, and you watching IndieHeat.com. Hey, therefore I'll never be deprived of a famous name, will I? Oh boy!
Yo, this Jagged Edge, we putting it down with IndieHeat.com. Keep it locked right there.
Hey, what up, y'all? Girl Vivica Fox, and you are watching and listening to my girl on IndieHeat.com, Dawn Corleone.
You're tuning in to IndieHeat.com. This is Princess saying peace and love and dream. Keep dreaming. Dream big.
Shoot. Man,
yo, it was back in 07, did a couple of tapes, did a couple DVDs, made a couple mistakes, didn't know what I was doing, but I put on a cape. Now it's which world tour should I go on the tape? So you told me I would lose, but I won. I might cop a million Jimmy Choo's just for fun, cause bitches couldn't take what was in me. Australia, Sydney, might run up in Disney, out in LA with Lindsay, got the eye of the tiger, the lion of Judah. Now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime. Everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. Got two shows tonight, that's Brooklyn and Dallas. Then the private party at the Buckingham Palace. It means I gotta fly like a movie, no commercial. That's Young Money, Cash Money, yeah, I'm universal.
Check up in this motherfucker. Y'all already know what time it is. Turn your motherfucking radio up. It's the one and only Dawn Nicole Young.
So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo.
Now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime. Everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. See, got the eye of the tiger, the lion of Judah. Now it's me and my time, it's just me and my prime. Everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. All the girls will come in, as long as they understand.
Yeah, I've been doing this shit since I was 18. Can't none of y'all hoes touch this shit. Y'all bitches been hollering 4 years on BTR. Check my resume, bitch. Y'all hoes elementary to this shit. Universal knowledge done master this motherfucker. Come up to my level.
On materialistic ass, karma desire, stank, ugly ass. Vibrate low on a different level ass, bitch.
Welcome everybody to the Dawn Nicole Young Show. Please believe it, tonight. Yeah. Y'all already know how we do it. Y'all already know. Shit. Oh man. Welcome, the one and only Keita J or Shakita L in the building. Pretty brown eyes. How you doing?
Hey, Keita. What up, pretty?
Let it, eat it.
Yeah, man, just woke up trying to get it together. I'm about to smoke a cigarette. I'll be in it. Hard
working. Well, let's get
to
it, baby. We the best thing doing this. You feel me? Are you feeling pretty brown eyes up in the building tonight?
Oh, you know I'm always good. Just chilling cool. Cool as a fan.
Hey, y'all be on the lookout for the Supreme Triad, the third Chronicle, coming, if I'm not mistaken, this Wednesday for those that love the Supreme Triad, listening to the Supreme Triad. That'll be next. No, yeah, no, hell no. No, not Wednesday. Not Wednesday, not Tuesday. Then God willing, Thursday. Shit. Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
My bad, not Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? Not Wednesday, don't work at night, you feel me? Don got some shit to do. Everybody got something to do, right? Tuesday and Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Other than that, man, for those that are just tuning in, man, we're going to get this party started, man, tonight on the Don Nicolione Show, something that we've all been through, something that we're striving to get over or get under, something that we're striving to actually cut loose out of our lives but just can't seem to figure the shit out. How do you know when a person is trying to steer you the wrong way? Weeding out bad influences in your life, man. We're going to do our best to walk you through it. Because why? Because this is not happening in our life, so this shit should be easy for us. This is easy. This is nothing. You look at Keith laughing at this. She's like, bullshit, bitch, that's me all day. She's like, damn. Now, I mean, you know, shit, anybody want to open up this motherfucker first? Pass the mic first. Y'all know I'm known for getting rid of motherfuckers. I just make sure I say the wrong shit to the right person. That's how I get rid of them.
Right.
You say somewhat.
I say the wrong thing to the right person. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
That's the best way to get it. I mean, my life, I mean, I know how to get rid of a motherfucker. I ain't got to worry about my family calling me. That's how powerful I know how to get rid of motherfuckers. You feel me? That shit is a blessing. That's fucked up. When none of your cousins, aunts, uncle, or nobody call your motherfucking ass, you doing
nobody
something goddamn right.
You damn right, man.
All right, well, shit, use me. I'll be on the couch. What you got? Anybody want to interview the mind of cutting your family first? Goddamn shit. We'll start with the most hardest and shit, your family. Weaning out them motherfuckers, as perfect as they are, is it necessary for them to be in your life?
Hell no. No.
No? You know families are perfect.
For what?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, look at 50 and retired. He said, Dawn is not going to let anybody guide you wrong before she does. You're damn right. Let me be the devil in your life. It's better that way. Because your family have an excuse for their fucked up advice.
What's their excuse? Because they love you or something? They know what's best for you or something?
Nah, they'll just say, you know, you ain't listening to me all the way. Or, you know,
all right.
It was your fault that you listened.
Exactly. Yep. That's exactly it.
Okay.
That was kind of cute, 50. I like that. I take that as a compliment.
Oh, my word.
That's a compliment. You saw I laugh. I thought that was cute. Dawn not going to let anybody guide you wrong before she does.
Right.
Yes, that's what I feed off of. All right, what y'all got, man? Let's see if we can do our best. All right, I got a list. If y'all want to write this down, do y'all agree with the list I've got? Off the top of my dome, you know I'm a good freestyler.
And
problem. Right,
Brandon.
Number one, don't answer your goddamn phone. What y'all think?
Oh, man, I have a hard time with that.
I know. That's number
even
one.
Even though nobody called me. Ain't that a bitch?
Okay, so how do you have a hard time with that?
I go through these, like, spells and moments where I have to, like, really brainwash myself to cut my phone off. Because as long as the phone is on for a long period of time and, say, days go by, it don't ring, I start sort of saying, feeling not important.
Oh, no. Okay, then let's figure out. You're right, because that's a lot of people.
I'm saying I'm just telling the truth because I want help.
I understand that.
But that's the truth. Like, you know, I go through those moments. And, you know, I have to even do, like, the whole Facebook and all of that stuff. Like, I leave little posts like I'm shutting the world out for a couple of days to get my mind right. Because if not, you know what I do? I sit around and I tend to think about all the memories. But the thing about it is, I don't replace those memories, like, with the good memories. It'd be all bad stuff or all negative stuff. Then next thing you know, I'm pissed off.
Oh, no. Okay. Well,
Yeah, that's the honest truth. But I'm working on it. And the thing that I found out would actually work for me, I wouldn't say that everybody hide behind something. I just said I found something to do in my time now.
So you don't do that anymore.
I'm getting to the point now where I don't have to shut the phone off, but that's
what
I had to do.
So you don't use Facebook as an attention grabber?
No.
Okay, and you don't have to. If you don't get calls in 3 to 4 days, you're not going to freak out?
No, because now I find something to do with my time instead of just sitting there looking at my phone sometimes, you know, because I'm not into TV or, you know, a whole bunch of stuff that everybody else is into that they think is really normal. Like, the TV doesn't really entertain me. Music only, but so far. So
right.
I'll go take a long walk or something. Or
okay, well, how long is your walk? Like, 1,000 miles or what? Like,
no, you know, like, some, you know, I'll just get up, get dressed, you know. If it's early when I'm up, I'll just go.
Take your phone with you?
I do, which is crazy, but I don't call anybody unless, truthfully speaking, like, I might call you.
Whatever that means, that, a lot.
I mean, you've been with me on the walk when I went out on the walk, and I say I don't know where I'm going. I just decide to get up and go for a walk.
Let me say this, what Ghetto Bruce said in the chat room. Family is the first to play your ass because they think they know you well. They know you too well.
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Oh, can I say something to you, Peter? Well, I was going to say, like, you could replace, or I'm sure you have replaced that negative with the positive. Like, well, instead of my phone blowing up, it could be because the universe is giving me time to focus on me. It's not that you're not important. It's that you're important to you first.
No, because I ain't really important. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't make myself on some real shit. I can't even make myself really believe that. You know, like, I'm important. You know, like I can't really make myself believe that. So
you can't
you know,
make yourself believe what? I'm sorry, damn chat room.
That, you know, that I'm important. Like, you know, people gotta call me or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't even make myself believe that. It's just that I have a whole bunch of time on my hand, and I have to, you know, figure out something to do with that time and, you know, not dedicate it to, like, someone.
That's what I'm saying. Put yourself first.
Say what?
I was telling her to put herself first.
How do you let's talk about that. How do you put yourself first?
You put yourself first
because
go ahead.
Well, no, I'll let you answer, and then I'll just add to it.
Well, because I know exactly what Keita's talking about, I've been there, I put myself first by knowing that I have a place in it, you know what I'm saying, in this big scheme of things, in the universe. So I figure, how can I help myself help the rest of the world?
Okay. That's pretty good. Jolly says, put yourself first by looking out for your best interest.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way I could describe putting yourself first is one of the most thought about words that has a negative tone with it because people lack the understanding of it, and that is simply by being selfish.
Selfish, yep.
Selfish.
That's true.
And the word self, of course, would be you, and ish means the living being.
Right.
Ish, living being.
Living being, okay.
So that's all selfish is you being selfish about your life.
Mm-hmm.
Selfish is the shit.
Yeah, I dig it.
You can dig it.
I dig that, too. I really
right.
honestly do.
Right, because these are words that people would tell you in a negative tone that you're being selfish.
Yeah,
right.
It's sort of like that insecure shit. You know.
Right,
and like
insecure, and insecure simply means that you are secure in yourself, see?
Absolutely.
If
mm-hmm.
someone that is, well, doesn't have confidence would be considered out of secure because they're looking for things outside of them to secure them with. See how they play this spell on us?
Mm-hmm.
So the majority of your family members that call you selfish is because they're right, but they're using it in what is considered a negative tone. But it's the fucking truth. Everybody should be selfish. And when it comes to them, they will certainly make a decision on whether they'll save you or save their own ass. So which one would be
right.
selfish if they
okay.
save themselves first?
Mm-hmm.
That's
not
funny.
True.
Jolly said she just heard another show that told people to put other people first. Ha ha! That's funny. You see how they doing this shit?
Think, you know what, though? I think you can reach that point once you've mastered.
Oh, Jolly, mic on.
Yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Once you've mastered being about you, you have no problem putting other people first. Because your business is always going to be at. Who said that?
Yeah, you're right, because you know what? The problem is not putting other people first, because that's what the fuck you've been doing all your life.
Exactly.
Now, the problem would be striving to put yourself before all
there
the motherfuckers
go.
You done put first.
That's correct. That's
that would
absolutely.
Be the problem now that you have
yep.
to solve, because that shit is simple, putting others before you. You've been doing that shit since you got here.
I know that's right. That is the truth, and that's the truth, and that's one of the things that I, you know, I struggle with, because all I've known, you know, for a big portion of my life is, you know, taking care of everybody else, and it sounds so simple, but yet it sounds crazy to me, like how I could take care or be responsible for a whole bunch of other people and things and get it done and take care of it, but then when it just comes down to myself or all of these people don't exist anymore, they're not really there in the picture like that, you know, it's really hard for me to buckle down on Keita and move forward with Keita, because in a sense, it feels like it's just hard to take care of myself. And that's crazy, because if I had to be responsible for 50 people, I mean, I could get it done quick and everybody straight. But as far
well,
as
well, I know there's a wise, and I'll let Jolly jump on in, but there's a wise saying, before you can nourish others, you must first nourish yourself.
Absolutely.
Write that shit down.
Absolutely.
God damn you. Before you can nourish others, you must first nourish yourself. And I find it interesting that most people who basically, for lack of better words, don't have a pot to piss in and a window throw it out, always go around propagating that it's all about helping other people. But they can't
That's
help themselves first. You notice
That's
that shit?
True. Mm-hmm.
Come on in, Jolly.
How y'all doing, ladies? Thank you once again, Guy and Nicole, for doing the show tonight.
Oh, man, thank you, man. I'm just impatient. I'm waiting on Wednesday. You feel me? So, this is what you do when you're impatient. You just create something to do.
Do your own shit.
At 10 o'clock.
That's right.
You know, you got to create something to do at 10 o'clock until Wednesday come.
I know that's right. I just wanted to add to what Pretty was saying, where once you get to the point where you're selfish enough, then you can put others first. I don't want to take away from it. I just want to add to it. When you get to the point when you're totally selfish, okay, and you do things that are always in your best interest. What ends up happening is other people around you, because you will align yourself with people who work in a similar framework, then when you put yourself first and you understand to put your own interests first, you align yourself with people who, when you do you, it benefits them.
Absolutely.
You understand what I'm saying? And
yeah.
It's not that you're putting them first ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's that in you maximizing yourself, others will benefit. But you
Absolutely.
Must never lose sight that you are the only thing that you have control over. So you must always work for yourself.
Right. Anybody want to add? Anybody want a hot dog back off of that?
She's stupid. And no, but I'll take a beer.
Oh, you know what? I got one in the freezer, man.
Ah, that's what's up.
Oh, man, I certainly got a beer for this night. but what you got, Pretty? What you got to add to that profound intellectual statement, MC Jalee, the wise one?
I think that she said it great. You know, by honoring yourself, you honor others.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I look at it. You honor me.
Let's talk about this family thing. I saw that everybody got away from it.
I might want to talk about them niggas.
Yeah. Why? Why not? Because they're stealing your life?
They're not going to go away.
Bullshit. Are you serious? Oh, yes, they do. They certainly do go away.
Sure do.
They sure do go away. It's just that, you know, here's the thing. If the thing about most human beings or land dwellers is that they forget that every experience in their life shapes them to who they are right now. It makes them who they are right now. So if I had experience, let's say with Aunt B, since I was 18, and for the duration from 18, let's say I'm 30 now, from those years from 18 to 30, it's the same fucking result with this Aunt B. And it's not a good one. Do I, A, bring her forward until my 31st birthday, or do I leave that bitch at when I'm 30 years old? Leave her right where I was 30. Do I progress in my next year? Let me say that again. I guess this is a brain tweezer. Do I?
It really isn't.
Okay, then. I'm asking. I mean, shit. Like,
I mean, no, nothing has changed. So you leave her.
Okay, so I would certainly have to move on, right? Now, in the situation of most mortals, as adults, whether they're your aunt, whether they're your cousin, whether they're your uncle, your father, your mother, or your brother, or your sister, they tend to think that, again, that they are the authority over you. And you are an adult your goddamn self.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
None of that relationship is not going to fucking work until you become the authority over that which thinks that they're the authority over you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way. You have to play this game like survival of the fittest. You have to play it, and it starts with your family first. That's your first survival of the fittest. There was a time when other adults would come into your life and say, you shouldn't let your daughter and your son fight, or all your sons fight. You shouldn't let it, but that's your first fight in your family that teaches them to learn how to knuckle up in the goddamn street, yes or no?
True.
Yes. Yep.
Exactly. That's no difference than your aunt, your mother, your father, or your goddamn uncle. The same shit. So if you ain't figured out how to put them niggas in check, ain't a motherfucker in the street that you can put in check, because they already have authority over you.
Absolutely.
The key
Absolutely.
Word is how to take back control of who you are. And the authority of what is invested in your ass, and have dominion over all these motherfuckers in your life.
Absolutely, Don. I agree.
I'm just saying shit.
Nah, that shit is the truth.
And then it appears to be what is considered disrespectful. Oh, but shit, yeah, man, one thing about life is, let me ask y'all a brain tweezer, would you rather be disrespected or would you rather be respected?
I'd rather be disrespected. I don't give a fuck.
You'd rather be disrespected? Okay.
Nah, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm just saying, don't nobody don't gotta respect your ass if you don't, if they don't want to. It doesn't matter.
Question.
They don't even...
What would you rather be? Disrespected or respected?
I mean, to be honest, I really don't give a fuck. Like, either way it goes. I don't have a preference with that. It doesn't matter.
Butterfly say respected. Because here's the thing. If it doesn't matter, there is a lot of undecided ones on this planet, my nigga, that think just like you. It don't matter. Thus, they go their whole life being stepped on as a fucking adult by adults. What sense does that shit make?
No, that's not true.
That's not true?
Nah,
that's not true.
That's
the
not
majority
true.
Of adults complain about everything that another adult has said or done to them.
Right.
Right? Normally,
yeah,
children come home complaining about what an adult has done. Why the fuck do adults call in or complain or call whoever the fuck about what another adult has done to them? No fucking respect. The undecided ones. The undecided ones. I'm sorry. That's what happens to the undecided ones.
Well, you tell motherfucker how you feel, too. You ain't got to take nobody's shit. That's about
that wasn't
mind.
The question.
You just got to be
prepared
for whatever happens after.
That wasn't a Pepsi challenge. The Pepsi challenge was,
asking,
would you rather be respected
asking,
or disrespected?
Okay, but you're asking which would somebody rather be. And as I said, I don't give a fuck either way, whether they do or they don't. Now, in that, still, I can tell a person how I feel and what it is I want to say to them. So whether they respect me or not, it doesn't matter.
Right, but that ain't the point, because the key word is disrespected. You know what I'm saying? And it does matter, because all matter matter. That's just writing it off as it doesn't matter. But of course it matters. Everything we do is a ripple effect on what happens next. So you could tell if it didn't matter. Let's say you said what you wanted to say to Aunt B, right? Because we're still using this bitch. Everybody got an Aunt B. Aunt B, and that shit could stand for bitch.
Amen.
And let's say you said what you wanted to say to Aunt B.
Right.
But the bitch still coming back to you as if she heard a goddamn word you said.
Absolutely.
So you find yourself repeating the same cycle with that same goddamn aunt.
Yep.
Okay, I get it.
You get
you
it?
Know, I always need the retarded version. You know that.
That's right. Okay. So for all the retarded versions, that the retarded people that didn't get what you got, explain it for the rest of the retarded motherfuckers.
Because even though, and you saying again, even though, like I was saying, it doesn't matter, and I can still tell them whatever it is that I want to say to them, it does matter. And the reason it matters, because even if I tell her how I feel, like because there's no respect, she's going to come back at me and feel like she can do it again.
Yes,
so obviously
exactly.
She wasn't checked, or I didn't check her, although I said what I wanted to say. She didn't feel
there
checked.
There it is.
Gotcha.
God damn it. Where my goddamn applause at? God damn it. That's it. So now, the Pepsi Challenge, you get to act this Pepsi Challenge because we like you on the Pepsi Challenge show. Rather be disrespected or respected?
Respected.
There we go. And how do you get respect? You got to make that you got to put that motherfucking check one good goddamn time so you don't ever have to so that motherfucker gonna be in your face again with that bullshit.
That's the truth.
That's how you nip shit in the fucking bud.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of what they say about you after that is when it don't fucking matter. Because
no,
they'll never come back in your face with that shit.
Yeah, they'll go tell everybody else but you, huh? Yeah.
Exactly. Shit, go run tell that. God damn it, go run tell that, but you better not come in my face no fucking more trying to tell me how to fucking live my goddamn life. Because I have to shut you down.
Yeah, pretty much.
You see how you nip shit in the bud? Damn, that's the end of the family saga. Go lay up with a model and watch the news tomorrow. That's
tomorrow.
The end.
Yep.
Checkmate. Come over. I'll holler. That's it. That's the end. You know, because if you can't do it in your family, then you're not respected no fucking well. That's the only thing about
it. That's right.
That's I mean, and it doesn't matter what uniform they're in.
Mm-mm.
I say it don't even fucking matter what uniform they in.
Mm-hmm.
It don't even fucking matter. Everybody got a digestive system. Everybody constipate. That's how I look at these motherfuckers. You ain't no different from me, motherfucker. The only difference is, bitch, nigga, I don't give a fuck about your title.
Right.
That's
right.
The thing. If you and I don't have a knee-to-knee conversation, then, motherfucker, it ain't going to be no talking. It ain't going to be no family battle. There's no way I'm going to have to respect you as what is considered an aunt or an uncle or a mother or a father or a sister or a brother unless we have a knee-to-knee conversation as if you and I are talking.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ain't finna point your finger. Like, okay, I'll tell you the best goddamn example. The best motherfucking example of who did that shit right and should be in the Guinness Book of World Motherfucking Records is the one and only Whitney motherfucking Houston.
I know that.
Whitney motherfucking Houston. When Wendy Williams asked Goddamn Whitney, was she doing drugs? Whitney said, bitch, you don't ask me no shit like that. I'm a grown-ass fucking woman. That's some shit you ask your son, bitch. Right? Did y'all remember that?
He sure did.
Goddamn. Was she not right and exact? Bitch, fuck you doing asking me that shit. I'm a grown motherfucking woman. You know how many times you know how my mom or our moms or whoever like to remind us who the fuck they are? I like to remind my mama I'm a grown-ass fucking woman. You ain't got no business asking me my business. I'm a grown bitch. I don't live with you. You know what I'm saying? Once you grown, I think a child at 50 should talk they own to their mama or whoever the fuck if they step wrong. Like, whoa, shout, I'm grown. The fuck is your issue? So, that's that. So, we done with the family issue, right?
Yeah.
No more family, right? Unless you can stand on your square and have them go tell everybody how crazy and disrespectful and how they tried to help your ass.
Oh,
but your
God.
Ass cussed them the fuck out. Let them go run and tell all that shit, but at least they don't ever have to cause you any motherfucking trauma ever again.
That's true. That's so true. Well, you know, the story I get with mine is that, you know, I'm angry.
Okay, well, then that's what it is. And whatever they say. Mine say I'm just straight up disrespectful and I don't got respect for no fucking body. And that bitch will cuss everybody out. That's what they say. So I don't get a phone call. I don't get shit. My phone, I'm peace. Like, when I really tell y'all how you seal up your beehive, that's how you seal your beehive. You keep all them, but they ain't fucking living with you. They shouldn't even exist in your goddamn life is how I see it. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Fuck that shit. Like,
true.
Why the fuck I got to answer to you? Ain't none of y'all bitch motherfuckers paying shit, so shut the fuck up. You can't tell me shit. I know too much.
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time.
Yeah, you get that. So, yeah.
Yeah. You think you know everything. Can't nobody tell you that. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, we all, like ESP said, you know, He know too many people crying over dysfunctional family relations. Shit, yeah. And you know why the family is dysfunctional? Because nobody have gotten that bitch to function properly.
Right. Absolutely.
They ain't got it to, somebody have to get it to function properly. And whoever it is the one that's adverse to dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the other family members think that the family is functioning properly except for you.
Sure,
you
too.
The only goddamn problem in the fucking family.
The
you got a problem with authority. You don't want to motherfucking respect your elders. You got a fuck, you know, you got all this shit going on with you, but ain't none of them ain't shit wrong with their ass.
Oh, yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so they don't see that they are actually dysfunctional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if everybody work on their goddamn self, I think
that's
that
right.
The family will be okay
right.
Instead of stop
that's right.
Trying to pry in another
right.
Fucker business to escape your shitty ass life.
Yeah.
That is
yeah.
Some shit.
Exactly,
you stop
Don.
Escaping your
yep.
Shitty ass life and stop trying to smell how my shit smell. Motherfucker,
yep.
I think you can get all your kids together and get they motherfucking ass on the right path and get your fucking marriage together and get your money together, bitch. But you can stay the fuck out of my motherfucking business, bitch. I guarantee you, you can get your shit together. Write down these words. It really helps in the case of a family emergency, and you need to get that shit out. In case of a family emergency, you tell them motherfuckers it don't cost a dime to stay the fuck out of mine.
I know that's
get your
right.
Shit together.
That's right.
And sometimes, you know, I'll tell you, see, I'm one, if you try to come in my shit to tell me how bad my shit stank, I wonder, don't forget how your shit stank because I was a little girl watching your shit stank and your shit still smell the same, and here I am 30. So I will pull up all your shitty-ass shit and have you to shut the fuck up out my face. I'll go in on your ass. You ain't finna flip that shit on me because my shit don't stink as bad as you. You've been on this planet long enough to get your shit together. I just got here. Don't that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I'm telling you, sometimes you got to go in on them motherfuckers. I love it, shit. That's why I don't get no call. They don't call me. I don't get a call. They know better to call me.
Mm-hmm.
I went from a bitch that don't respect nobody to a bitch that's on her high horse.
Uh-huh.
So I'll take that, because now you can't touch me. You can't even,
right.
I'm so fucking high, nigga, I'm a skywalker now. I don't fucking have conversation or bond amongst you fucking land dwellers. My family are nothing but fucking land dwellers, and ain't shit I can fucking do about it. I ain't finna associate myself with some land dwellers. I don't like them motherfuckers. They ignorant. They vibrate on three goddamn vibrational levels. Person, places, and things. I can't stand them little motherfuckers. What the fuck we can talk about? Shit. So what we going to talk about? How good my life is and how shitty theirs is? How the fuck that's going to work? They land dwellers. So let's move on. Let's talk about outside motherfuckers that y'all ain't figured out. Because I don't know why people think, you know, why do your family, the dirtiest family member come to you and be like, we family. You know, we got to
right.
Stick together.
Right, right, right,
but
right.
But the
right.
Same motherfuckers that go out and whisper all manner of evil against you ain't there to fucking help you when you really need it, kick you when your ass is fucking down, and then come to you when you got up, probably by a fucking stranger done helped your ass up, and then they say, we family. You know, we got to stick together.
If that ain't nothing but the devil,
dog,
you and the stranger.
I'm not going to be obligated to that shit. I said I'm not going to be obligated to that shit just because you're my family, though. If I want to fuck with you, that's just because that's my choice. But I'm not obligated to you just because we're in the same quote-unquote bloodline. That doesn't work for me.
Right. So you're not obligated to believe that lie is what you're saying when they
right.
Say we family.
Right. I'm not obligated to believe that.
Oh, man. First of all, my daddy say that shit. Every chance he fucking get. And I'm saying to myself, nigga, are we?
How many times you gonna say that shit? That's like,
right?
You know I'm your daddy, right? You know I'm your daddy, right?
Right. Why
you like, nigga, how many times we gonna go through this goddamn we family speech?
Mm-hmm.
Bruce, Ghetto Bruce says, praying on your downfall. That's your first test. Your family is your test. That's why it's important to seal your beehive up, the family that you have created, not the family that you was placed in at birth. I'm talking about the family that you have created is when you seal them doors up.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is this. If it's not your mother or your father, fuck everybody else. That's my shit. If it ain't your mama or your daddy, fuck everybody else. I'm sorry. That's just me. And when all else fails, damn your daddy, but keep your mom.
Wow.
That's my shit. If all else fails, if your daddy ain't right and exact, goddamn it, damn him too. Your mama can get about a million goddamn passes, free passes, to get out of motherfucking your bad list. But your goddamn daddy, that nigga, damn that motherfucker. Yeah, that motherfucker get like about 10 chances and shit. That's it. And that's every 10 years.
Word.
In a 5-year span. Real.
Mm-hmm.
ESP Global said, my family taught me anybody will and can use and abuse you. Thanks for the lessons. There it is. That's what my family taught me too. Because I went through everything with my family. So when I began to embark on a journey on the streets, this shit was nothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Once you go through it all with your family, it's like, nigga, ain't shit that none of these motherfuckers can tell me now. Because you learn a lot. You learn a lot. Your family are actually a blessing. They're your best test. Pass it, please. Stop flunking it. Because then you'll flunk every test out here in the streets. It starts, and if you find yourself back with your family, that's because you done flunked the fucking test. If you ain't moved forward from your fucking family and ain't looked the fuck back, that's because you have passed your motherfucking test.
Hey, man.
You passed your test.
Who?
Huh?
You asking?
Oh, I didn't say who. So Sir Cherry said, love them from a distance. And actually, you love everybody from a distance. That's how you do it. You treat everybody like your family. Once you pass the family test, you treat everybody on the outside like your family. Love them from a distance. Because then you have mastered to seal your fucking doors. You've mastered it. You learn to keep your coworkers right there at fucking J-O-B. In the book of Job. You learn to keep them right there in the book of Job. You meet a bitch at a fucking club sitting next to you at a fucking bar. You learn to keep that bitch right there at the fucking bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know what I'm saying? You go, you know what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
Ain't no, girl, what's your number, honey? We need to link up, girl. Oh, you stay down the street. Oh, bitch, I do too. Now, leave that bitch right there at the club.
I know that's right.
Salon. Leave all them hoes right where you leave them at.
That's right.
Because it's coming to a point where you got to seal your doors anyway. This shit here is about to get harder and fucking harder and harder and harder. And if you can't depend on your family, then you might as well make sure that you set up a beehive so strong enough that if anything happens, you got your nail, your hammer, and your plywood to fix it your fucking self and your beehive.
Mm-hmm. Because
if not, they're going to make sure that they're going to huff and puff and blow the rest of your house down.
That's
the way it works. I'm sorry. I don't know how many motherfuckers can testify, but one thing I know, that your family, if you're black, are the biggest black fucking devils on the planet. Your own family.
Mm-hmm.
Your own family. Because they damn sure ain't your savior. They ain't your savior.
Ain't that,
you know what I'm saying? Because it's the time when you need them the most that they turn their back on you.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. you got family that like to see your demise.
Yeah.
Because they're one of them I told you so type of motherfuckers that'll go tell somebody else, I told you that bitch was gonna fall.
Ain't
I
that
told you that bitch was gonna fuck up. Autumn, mm-hmm. I told you motherfuckers. And here's my thing about life. My thing about life, and I had this happen to me. Let me check my switchboard and see if this motherfucker on it. let me check the goddamn chat room and see if the motherfucker's on it. Okay, they might be a guest, so I don't give a fuck. What happened to me outside of family, which I already knew that I can't rely on my family, okay? I can't rely on my family for shit. So my test was to learn to master everybody outside of my family and to find out who the fuck they are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. That's not a hard challenge on a Celebrity Apprentice, is it? That's not hard, right?
Nah.
Find out who the fuck everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
So a conversation goes like this. You know, Don is going to lose everything. Oh, yeah? Don is going to lose everything. So here it is, the phone, people picking up the phone. You know, Don is going to lose everything. Another person gets the call. Don is going to lose everything. Fucking fall, all the shit, like the telephone game, right? You know what I'm saying? And it started with one motherfucker who happens to be my brother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want that to happen to me, nigga?
Right.
But on the flip side, that the bitches that he telling are my road dogs. So, of course, I look at things like this. If you my road dog, or if you don't even know me, if you heard of me, and you fucking took that shit in, and you start to tell another road dog of mine, I think your conversation should go like this. You know what? I was having a conversation with Don's brother, and it shocked me that the motherfucker said Don is going to lose everything. Why don't you and I get together and prevent that from happening?
Come on now, tell it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But do I get that?
Hell
no.
Nah.
No, I don't get that. I get the telephone game.
Uh-huh.
You understand how this shit works?
Mm-hmm.
So I realized that these motherfuckers that's outside my fucking beehive ain't no different than the bitch motherfuckers I grew up with called the family.
Right.
Because the point of the purpose of friendship is when your family failed you, at least you got motherfuckers that'll prevent shit from happening in your life. So just in case, your lights are off, you know who to call.
That's
just
right.
Just in case you run out of motherfucking goddamn food, you know who the fuck to call. Just
that's
in
right.
motherfucking case. If you can't call your family, then what's the fucking point of knowing motherfuckers outside of it?
That's right.
That's the day Don Nicoleon sealed her fucking doors up and realized that I will no longer take anything outside of my house in the name of, oh, I'm a good friend. What you need, girl? You shot on rent? I got your back. Oh, girl, what you shot on gas? Bitch, don't worry about it. I got your back. Oh, well, hold. You hungry, bitch? You ain't got no money. You don't get paid until next week, bitch. Oh, don't worry about it. I'll pay your motherfucking meal. Done, Todd. Done through with that. She done with all that shit. Because it don't take Don but one motherfucking time to realize that when you in the valley of humiliation, you're actually there to humiliate the motherfuckers that were smiling in your face.
Right.
And that's including your family.
That's right.
But when you cut both of them motherfuckers off, that means you no good. That's a difference. Not saying you cut your friends off that look out for you or your family that look out for you. I'm saying when you cut the motherfuckers out that will kick you when you're down, that will talk about you when you're down, that won't fucking build a whole motherfucking security system around you just to help you get the fuck up, them the motherfuckers you cut off.
That's right.
Other than that, you treat them like a bitch or a nigga at Walmart. Hey,
mm-hmm.
how you doing? And keep fucking pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, ain't no time. Ain't no family reunion up in this motherfucker.
No, that's right.
That's why Jesus said it best, God damn it. That motherfucker said, my family are those that do as I do.
And do. Mm-hmm.
And believe as I believe. Mm-hmm. Other than that, nigga, this shit ain't it.
That
inside
ain't
or
it.
Outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. That's my experience. And don't take me long to you know what I'm saying, to get this shit right when it comes to land dwellers. They just land dwellers.
Yeah, give yourself a round of applause, Don. I like that. Give yourself a round of applause.
Ghetto Bruce says, my life has been so much better since I've cut off all of these dead relationships. See?
It do get better, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, because at the end of the day, that's when your cup overflow for some fucking reason.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a whole bunch of motherfuckers in your life, be it family or friends, nigga, you ain't got shit in your cup.
Sure don't.
Because they ain't add no water to that motherfucker. They ain't
hell
giving
no.
you goddamn water if you thirsty. They not clothing
mm-hmm.
your ass if you naked.
Mm-hmm.
They not even going to fucking come see you if you sick.
Nope. But they'll drink from it. They'll take from it if you let them.
Exactly. That was my school.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many of you all in that same grade that I graduated from, but goddamn it, y'all better put your fucking foot down and don't be the undecisive one.
Mm-hmm.
Make your goddamn decision and make that shit clear and live with it and walk away with your head up high. Fuck them motherfuckers.
Yeah,
right. Especially if they ain't doing shit for you. My thing is this: do something for me, nigga. No swap, no swindle.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I roll now. No swap, no swindle.
Hey man, what you talking about? You been rolling like that ever since I knew you.
Shit, nigga. But they slipped a few goddamn crash courses on me though. Crash test. What them shit called a goddamn pop quiz? They threw a pop quiz on my ass the whole time. I'm teaching this shit to the same motherfuckers that want to empty my cup. Ain't that a bitch?
Mm-hmm. They sent you a few dummies.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Want to empty my fucking cup, and I still like I ain't even got a penny back from none of them motherfuckers. Shit, I ain't even got a sip of water back from them motherfuckers. Like that bitch said, all goddamn set it off. And sister, you didn't even ask me, was I thirsty?
See, I'm thirsty. No, that's right.
Shit.
That's
I don't
right.
even get that shit from none of them fuckers, them land dwellers. Shit. Ghetto Bruce said T.D. Jakes had a sermon on this very topic. Family that holds you back. Well, go ahead, T.D. Jakes. Big ups to T.D. Jakes, though. He actually is the director of the movie Jump in the Broom, man, which is a great fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
T.D. Jakes. Yeah. And your girl, Tracy Edmonds, pretty.
Yeah, she always be doing big shit like that.
Yeah, man, I like the way they glorify niggas, you feel?
Mm-hmm.
I like the rest of these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? They worse than a nigga radio show. Fucking, I'm for real, they worse than. Oh, Lord Jesus. Anyway, anybody else wants to come on in, add something marvelous to this topic, or to move on? Cause I think it don't take that long for me to sum it up. But go ahead, Keita, what you got?
Oh, no, man, I'm about to say we can move along. You did a great job on that.
Well, what are we moving to? Because, goddamn, we moving on up to the east side.
Yeah.
All right, weaning out bad influences in your life. All right, let's start from the top. Kitty, your number's actually first, then you, Pretty, and I guess if Jali would like to come on in. Jali is the star of the chat room, okay? Big up to the star of the chat room. She on the red carpet and shit. Look at everybody. But like, Jali. Starting with you, weaning out bad influences in your life. What would be considered a bad influence of your knowing? Not what other motherfuckers tell you, but what you know to be a bad influence.
What I know to be a bad influence. I don't know, Don. I didn't even think about that. I don't know. Come back to me. Shit.
Okay, Pretty.
Weaning out the bad influences. I would have to,
It can be person, places, or things, but you will have to be conscious of it.
Right.
Even if it's not you, it could be somebody else's shit. I mean, it could be somebody else's shit. You know, your shit, you may be as clean as Dapper Dan.
Yeah, that's how, you know what, that's exactly how I wean out other people, is knowing that people got a lot of shit with them. So I can recognize when people got a lot of shit with them, and that's just easy for me not to just move past it. It really is.
Oh, people who got some shit with them. Like what?
Yeah.
Let's find out if you people know, can identify having, what that shit is.
You know, people be having demons with them and shit. You know what I'm saying? They be having real negative spirits, and they want to put their anxiety issues on you. They want to put a lot of their fears on you, like I said, you know, they want to put that the sky is falling and all that, when it's like, you know, I just keep my psychic self-defenses up, and it's like, well, if your sky is falling, I'm, you know, I apologize, but oh well, I'm sorry, and I just keep moving.
Damn, nigga, you are super nonchalant. I've never met a super nonchalant motherfucker. Nigga, I met nonchalant motherfuckers, but not a super nonchalant motherfucker.
I really am, because I know that
people have a lot of
stuff.
I mean, have you noticed that shit? Keita, like, every time we ask her out there, what's her name? Like, something, man, she's like, shit, nigga, it don't even fucking matter to me.
Okay.
Like, I tell a motherfucker, oh, well.
She got an incredible suit on.
She got the motherfucker.
Made out of rubber. Just bounce off.
It does, jeez. You know. Because I just don't let people, I don't give people that power to penetrate me like that. Because
you help those that need that type of formula. I don't know what the fuck it is. Is it kryptonite? Is it crystal goddamn magic or some old shit? So give us.
Yeah.
Is it weed, motherfucker?
That?
Is it the weed? Goddamn it. Let us know what the fuck it is. Because some motherfuckers might need that antidote you got. What is it? How do you become unpenetratable? Impenetratable.
Because my intentions have always stayed extremely pure. You know what I mean? That my intentions, I make sure my intentions are always pure. When I step out anywhere, or when I pick up the phone, or when I come in contact with any other person, I make sure that my intentions are good. And if they happen to shoot off some negative energy towards me, I still, you know, kind of don't react to it. You know, I just still stay calm. I just stay calm, and I always stay in a state of peace. That's the best answer.
Okay, how do you stay in a state of peace is what I'm asking. Do you know the formula, or is this, have you always been like this since birth, or is it something that you had to develop?
I kind of have always been like that since birth, and then I got out of that stage when I wanted my family to be really close.
Oh, okay.
Once I wanted my family to be really close, that's when I got penetrated and got hurt a lot because they don't want that.
Because of your emotion of loving and caring and trying to be connected.
But see, with that, I still am the same way. I still love. I still care 101%. I do. It's just I make sure my intentions are good. I only do it because I want that person to be okay.
I don't do it for
okay,
any
so
other.
Okay, so what happened? I mean, what happened when you said, whoa, I done got up my goddamn self trying to get the family together. What the fuck happened to me? Did they all beat you down?
Yeah.
And then you had to put on the impenetrable suit? Impenetrable?
I just had to realize that they had a lot of issues with them. And until they were ready to resolve their issues with themselves, then they really couldn't walk with me. They couldn't walk with me unless they were ready to deal with their own issues.
Okay, so then you put back on the suit.
Yeah, but it's not like a I don't give a fuck type of suit. It's just, you know,
what
I'm ready with.
What type of suit is it?
It's just a I care about
I don't
you
give
regardless.
A fuck type of suit.
It's just
them motherfuckers say they goddamn sky is falling, you say, oh well, that's your sky falling.
Oh well, you know, that's your sky, because if your sky is falling and I try to give you a solution try to give you a solution as to how it's not falling or as a different perspective, and you still are like, okay, I heard all that, my sky's still falling. Well, there's not much more that I can do for you at this point in time.
Okay. Oh, okay. So let's say, what would be, and Butterflies, your mic is open. What would be the idea sky is falling situation? Give us a real example of somebody called and what would be their sky falling?
I'm trying to hurry up. What would be, I don't know. I lost my job and I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent next month.
Okay, now, that has happened. The phone rung and somebody said that to you.
No, that hasn't happened.
Okay, that's why I wanted a real example, because I like to know, if you say you gave them real solutions and that they
what about when
want...
somebody calls you about their man? Has anybody ever called you asking advice about the situation between them and their dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, okay.
Okay, give us
well,
that. Okay, that's a sky-falling situation.
Okay, she was trying to figure out why her man might be stepping out on her, and I asked her what it was that she was doing or was not doing, and she told me all the things that she was doing, but I'm like, I still can kind
well,
of
tell
see
her, just in case there's a chick right now and got some man problems, it's the same shit. Tell her what she said she was doing.
Okay, she said that she cooks, she said that she cleans, she takes care of the children. But I asked, do you show any personal attention? Do you ask any personal questions? Like, I try not to go too much into feelings, but it's just like, do you ask him how his day went? Like, do you genuinely have a concern for his well-being?
Right.
Genuinely have a concern. Not just trying to make conversation, not just trying to fill up the empty space with words. Do you genuinely have a concern for this person?
Mm-hmm.
And her answer was hell no. I said, well, you know, maybe you might want to get your intentions right then. Maybe your relationship is falling apart because your intentions aren't right anyway. Like, maybe you're just living with this person because you're not working right now and they are the sole provider of the house, even though you all don't get along anymore or anything. So this is the cause that caused the effect. Your intentions aren't right from the jump. This nigga's doing you like that because if he doesn't see it and if you don't see it, quote-unquote God or the universe sees it and know your heart ain't right. So they cause calamity in your life. It's causing calamity in your life. Your intentions not being right.
Okay, so, and the solution was to get your intentions right and start to care
know
for
your
him.
Intentions now. Yeah, know your intentions. You know, be aware of what you're doing now and then.
Okay, and then they say what? Like, nah, fuck that.
And then she kept saying, "Nah, that's not it. Nah, that's not it." She just kept saying, "No, that's not it." And I said,
"Okay,
well,
then what? So what you asked? Well, what the fuck is it? If that ain't it,
yeah,
what the fuck is it?
If that's not it, what is it?" And she just said, "I don't know." And I'm like, "Well, I just told you your intentions aren't right. That's your answer right there. Your intentions aren't right. Your heart's not right."
Do you think that most people know what the fuck it is? They just want to hear another motherfucker just run off at the mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I kind of do.
Yeah.
Or maybe they want to come move in with you and fuck you. No, I'm serious because, you know, okay, take man A. Man A goes to his friend, and his friend has happened to be a woman. And he goes and tells this woman everything that's going on in his fucking house, right? And the woman, let's say that the chick is upright, and the woman says the same shit, let's say, that Pretty says and gives the solution, and that motherfucker say that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because the thing about it is, what's the point of telling a motherfucker your business unless you, what the fuck do you want? Remember, Keita, I used to tell motherfuckers, before you tell me your business, my question is this. Are you calling me just to listen or do you want advice? That's what I always ask first. Because my advice, I'm going to send you a fucking bill. If you want me to listen as an ear, then I'll send you a motherfucking check. One of the goddamn mother, but sometimes even we need to figure out first, who are we to the motherfuckers that's about to open their mouth to us? Do you want my advice? Then you got to ask them that shit first. That's what that's the first thing I say. You want my advice? Are you going to tell me? And would you want my advice? No, I just called for you to fucking listen. Fine. I put the phone down.
She do.
And let them motherfuckers
out. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, and I think this is where it goes to, why cast your pearls amongst swine. So that way you've made an intelligent decision on whether or not to even give them a solution or an advice or just motherfucking be their ear. Because some motherfuckers just want to be your ear. But then I find out if you fuck around and give them what is considered advice or something that they should do, then they tend to use that against you.
Yeah, you the bad guy.
Yeah, that ended up happening to me, actually.
Yeah, that's
that
why, that's why I stay out of, I really learned to stay out of people's bedrooms. And I don't mean people in general. I'll tell you who I think is fucking each other. Like Diddy could be fucking goddamn, you know, a motherfucker like that. That ain't in your shit. But I'm talking about I stay out of people's bedrooms when it come to personal, when a nigga ring my phone about their relationship. I gotta stay out your shit because you and that bitch nigga get to fucking arguing. My name gonna be throwed up in that motherfucker. So it is like learning to, you know, stay out of motherfuckers' bedrooms. You feel me? Because unless they want your advice.
Yeah. Once I kept telling this person the same thing. Like, I think by the third phone call, I was like, okay, I had to take a look. I had to check myself in the mirror real quick. Like, wait a minute. This person is just trying to use me. You know what I'm saying? Use my energy and stuff like that, which I just stopped allowing her to do it. I just said, hey, listen, you know, it's up to you. You obviously don't want your relationship to work, and you obviously want me to tell you something that you want to hear, and I can't do that. I'm honestly telling you what it is, what you do, and you don't want to believe that. Okay, well, you go and find the next Dr. Phil that'll talk to you, and maybe they'll tell you what you want to hear.
There it is. Because it's really that fucking simple. Because you don't know if a motherfucker's gathering information against your ass and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I done been on both ends. That's how I know to just stay out of motherfuckers. Don't call me about your nigga. Because you ain't going to like what the fuck I got to say now. My whole advice or solution is totally fucking different now. Come on in, Butterfly. What you got? I know we might have changed the subject, but you can always take it and switch it and put it back where you want it to be. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, I was just wanting to touch on the family thing because my family is very, like, dysfunctional. On my mother's side. My father's side is all right, but my mom's side is really dysfunctional. And I've seen that as a child. You know, I've seen a lot of shit as a kid. But I think it all stems from my grandmother because she came from, you know, she was in Louisiana growing up on a sugarcane, you know, plantation. And she's seen a lot and went through a lot as a child, too. And it just drizzled out through her children. So But I used to think something was wrong with me because I was a black sheep. But in a way, now it's a compliment. Because my uncles and aunts are, you know, most of them are thieves and gangsters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and they'll fuck over anybody for some money.
Right, right.
So, but that's all I wanted to say. But I just, because my aunt, my uncle, Johnny, was the one that said, watch what happens, I'm going to tell you, I told you so, you know what I'm saying? Like, he thought my son was going to be a gang member and be in and out of jail, and he was the opposite of that shit, you know what I'm saying? So, because they thought I was, you know, I was a 19-year-old single mom, you know, who didn't have a lot of money, so they, you know, they all got together and said, oh, her son's going to be a fucking loser, but
right.
He's the opposite.
Right.
So you allowed that to penetrate you then?
No, because I didn't really mess around with them, you know what I'm saying?
Did you feel bad for not messing around with them? Because a lot of people feel bad for not dealing with their family once they cut them off.
Fuck no. And I wish my mom would have cut their ass off. Her own fucking lawyer told her to cut her family off a long time ago when I was 7 years old. Her lawyer told them to cut them niggas off. So, but she kept messing with them, and they really drug her down.
Right. So what's the, like, for somebody who knows that their family, outside family, if it's not your husband or your wife or your children, then I'm talking about motherfuckers out who don't live with you. What are they to learn from a dysfunctional family?
Don't go to sleep around your own family members.
Okay.
I don't know. But I, you know what? I met some good people that were more there for me than my own family was.
Say what?
I met people that were outside my family that were there for me before my own family.
You know the only motherfuckers that really helped me? They were strangers. They wasn't even friends. They were like strangers. They wasn't family. They wasn't friends. It was just fucking strangers. I swear to God. It was just goddamn strangers. Motherfuckers, I don't know their goddamn names right the fuck now. That's how they was. Just I can't even see their fucking face right the fuck now. But they fucking helped me. They were strangers. Ain't that a bitch? I mean, it's like, I guess goddamn God do send his motherfucking angels, don't they?
Yeah.
God damn. That's incredible. Now, it was fucking stranger shop for me. Ain't a motherfucking friend I can honestly fucking say or a family member I had outside of my mother where they looked out for me.
You talking about monetary-wise?
I'm just saying anything.
Okay. So
you know,
so
we
none
can
of
say
monetary-wise, never...
we can say goddamn shit, I don't know.
None of your friends ever gave you any jewels to carry on through the rest of your life? None of them?
Oh, fuck no. Them land
so
dwellers.
Is that their fault? Is that
they
their
couldn't even give me a
that...
definition of the word, fuck you.
Is that a, it, so then we have to ask ourselves, is that their fault or is that our fault for choosing to be their friend?
Well, nothing is really our fault until we learn
fault.
What's
right.
the difference
right.
between learning mm-hmm. from your experience and still repeating your same experience until you learn it. There is really no fault. It's just knowing basically, you know, it's just overstanding the wisdom or the experience in your goddamn life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, ain't no fault. Ain't no fault. And you know, to be honest with you, oh, shit, there is a few. Fuck, man, they just motherfucking gave me a fucking memory. That's some bullshit.
I watch it now.
That's some fucking bullshit. Ain't that a motherfucker? They say, oh, bitch, you at the senile now?
Okay.
I just heard that shit like, oh, bitch, it like that. Yeah, they must be listening. Huh?
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but one thing I realized that people come in your life, right? They either come in your life activated or just a deactivated vessel. That's what I learned. You know what I'm saying? If you notice that, like,
the friend that you say that you will never motherfucking need is the motherfucker that comes to your aid.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody had that?
Mm-mm.
No? Does it have to be a friend? Can it just be a person? Shit. Goddamn.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Right. And it's always be the one that you least expect to look out. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And but they're activated, and then they get deactivated. That's one thing I learned about the way heaven or the spiritual umbilical cord controls people in your life. They activate them, and then they deactivate them. They help you, and they don't help you anymore type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They may help you, you know, 10 times straight, but then that 11th time, they say, that's it. Ain't really nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
They're activated and they deactivated. Like, you can go to a car lot and want that fucking car, but the strangers behind that desk says no. Then you go to another car dealership, and the stranger behind the desk says yes to you. You got some that are just deactivated in your life that you're not going to get shit from, and you got some people that are activated that they'll give it to you.
Yeah.
They'll give you your yes. They'll make it happen for you.
That's true.
Mm.
Yeah.
You say, yeah? Damn, y'all sound down this shit, man. What the
no.
fuck?
No,
I'm feeling good, actually. I'm loving this moon outside.
You stupid. Is that what the fuck it is? The moon is out, this motherfucker?
The moon is making me feel good. I don't know about nobody else.
Oh, you a moon baby. You a moon baby?
I think so.
Who said that? Butterfly?
Yeah.
Jolie, are you a moon baby?
How do you know if you're a moon baby?
If you like that motherfucking moon, like how you know you like chocolate?
Oh, yeah, Lord. I'm a moon baby.
Oh, you like the moon? Sure.
I love the moon.
Sure.
You don't like the moon, Don? You like the sun? What?
I'm a sun baby.
I'll say I prefer, I like the stars than I do the moon.
Oh, wait, we have to pick?
No, I mean, that's up to you. Shit, I just asked if you like the moon.
I like both.
Yeah, I like it all.
I mean, I know all of it exists, but if you had to, let's do you this way, Jolie, because you are totally fucking different than everybody else.
That was so difficult.
We'll let you choose. If you had to choose the moon, the sun, and the stars, which motherfucking one would you choose?
Oh, man, the moon, the sun, or the stars that I like the most?
Which one would you choose?
I think I might have to go with the stars.
Mm.
Okay, good. Now, Butterfly, you still with the moon, right?
No, I would have to pick the sun, actually.
Why? So you act like you black?
Huh? What did you
I said, why? So you act like you black?
I don't have to
know. You trying to say you really like the moon.
Nah, I like the sun because of the energy. And the power it has.
Okay, so why do you like the moon?
Because it's tranquil. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
The moon is not really tranquil, by the way. It's just when the sun is on the other side of the motherfucking planet, that's when it's tranquil. Because it's night. It's peace. It's the shadow hour. That's all. The moon ain't got shit to do with it.
Yeah. Okay, if you want to look at it that way.
I mean, that's just really how the way it is looked at. You know what I'm saying? Like, the moon is just, you know.
Yep.
The moon ain't shit.
Oh, shit.
Mushmouth says, never make love on the full moon. You know what, Mush? You are absolutely right.
Why is that?
Why is that, Mush? Call in and tell these sisters why. I'm going to get me a beer real quick. Come on in the chat
on
the switchboard, pretty. Come around the switchboard so somebody want with their hand up and you can click on it. Say what?
Mm-hmm.
9 times out of 10, she's on her menses anyway.
Really?
What?
Where you be coming up with this? Where you get that?
Can I respond to that, please?
What'd she say?
You don't know what a menses is? A period.
I know what a menses is, but you said 9 times out of 10 she's on her menses. Is if we all come on our periods on a full moon.
Oh,
but of
course, wow.
Dolly, come on in.
Well, that was the response. Thank you, Keita.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Somebody said the moon. John L., where are you getting all this shit from? Talking about the moon is God's left eye. Well, that's
most know,
that that God can't see out of that eye.
Okay.
Oh, my
shit.
God.
I don't know where Jael be getting this shit from. He said, please don't respond. Go ahead, Jolly. What you got about the period and the moon?
Oh, no. Keita was saying it. How they tell us that women are, you know, there are cycles ruled by the moon, but that would mean that we would all cycle at the same time, and we know that's not true. So
yeah, I know that's
there's
not
a big
true
difference
either.
Between, you know, the relationship that is understood with our cycles in the moon and the actual relationship that we have with the moon.
Yeah.
I need a drink.
Yeah, what? But if I say she need a drink, she ain't.
Like when you say that women
butterfly
like when you say that women, you know, in our cycle are linked to the moon.
Because everything ought to be so literal.
Well, yeah,
I didn't say my time. Attention to what you say. That's all. We're not trying. You know, nobody's gonna jump
on
you.
Yeah,
I didn't say all women were bleeding.
I just said 9 times out of 10.
Well,
but
it's
not
a full moon right now.
That's
which 90%. One of you bitches?
That's 90%.
It's a full moon right now. Which one of you bitches bleeding?
Neither.
Not
none,
me.
Not I.
I. Not me. Said 9 out of 10. That 1, 2, 3, 4. That's all right there. That's
okay.
Not.
God damn.
That's 100% of us that ain't. So,
so that's out.
Yeah,
where
right?
did they get the who told everybody that the moon was likened unto the woman, the feminine side? Where did they get that shit from?
Ooh.
If the sun is like the foster parent of life, seriously.
Oh, God.
And without the sun, nothing can fucking grow. You know what I'm saying? It permits life. Then shouldn't a woman be the sun, likened unto the sun? Because the moon don't even have a light of its own. The moon is non-luminous. Did you know how much, you know that there would not be no reproduction? Nothing would reproduce on this fucking planet if we didn't have the sun?
Exactly.
The sun is the source of life.
Mm-hmm.
The foster parent. Where the fuck, when did women start believing that lie that they are the feminine aspect of the moon? Because 9 times out of 10, bitches peered on.
I never looked at it that way.
Well, if that's the case, we should only have, well, no, because the sun never go down. So, damn, that's some bullshit, too.
Mush Mouth says words. Yeah, you're right, because, hey, what they say, you can't keep a black woman down. God damn it, she
yeah.
must be the show.
I think they got that when all those, like, sorcery witches started going out into the woods and doing all type of chants and dances in the nighttime.
Nefira said it right. She said white people. That's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Them goddamn crackers done told some niggas, and niggas ran and believed that. Mm-hmm. Clever Clay says the women's cycle is the same as the moon. Mind you, he's a man, by the way.
Oh, wow.
So what the fuck? So Clever Clay, let me ask you a question. So if the woman's cycle is the same as the moon, so let's say it's me and all the sisters that's on the air right now, and I go to goddamn Butterfly, and I be like, girl, I got a half cycle today, honey. It's a half moon. How the fuck that shit gonna work? And then Keita come back and be like, bitch, I'm on a full cycle, ho. It's a full moon. When the fuck does that don't make sense.
Okay.
That does not make sense.
I'll be like, nigga, I got an upright crescent today.
Girl, you going to need one of them goddamn moon pads.
Oh, my God.
Oh, crescent goddamn Summer's Eve wash.
Hell no.
For the crescent moon in you.
Hey, you should try to do that.
A crescent cycle.
Probably a spell,
too. Goddamn bitches on a full moon cycle and shit.
Goodness.
No, that's not the case. I don't give a fuck what you niggas say. The goddamn the moon is not the same as the woman, by the way.
Yeah. Maybe chocolate. I mean, chill. Other than that. Sit.
Chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, get that out your motherfucking head. And who started the shit that women are more emotional than men? Can we start?
Men,
God, please, can we
hate
that?
Can we get some of this mythology bullshit?
Please, guys.
The stripper's myth.
Yes.
The what?
I'm in college paying for my tuition.
Gonna versify my portfolio, motherfucker. Anybody wants to goddamn dispel the stripper's myth that women are more emotional than men?
Oh, well.
Who told y'all that?
Men.
I always hear dudes say that, men.
Yep.
Nobody.
I never heard a woman. Well, yeah, I do hear women say it. That's the crazy part about it. Women agree with it. They're like, well, you know, because we're so emotional. I'd be like, wow.
Jolly said dumb women. Dumb women fall for that shit. And you know what?
Yep.
The way you sounded, Keita, is the same tones that dumb women sound like. They sound just like that when they say that. Say it again.
Damn, you just...
Say it again. I swear to God. Say it again. Watch. We can all emulate them dumb bitches when it comes to that statement.
Oh, my God.
Say it. Down the middle. I'm telling you, we all sound the same if we act like them dumb bitches. Let's go. Start with you, Keita. Go ahead. Sound. Do it. Just wait. Do it.
It made me forget what I was saying.
Women are so emotional. Go ahead.
Dudes tell women that they're emotional, and then some women be like, yeah, you know, because we are emotional. Women are so emotional.
Okay, Butterfly, go ahead. Your turn.
I don't want to say that shit.
Man, you suck. You don't want to participate. You got to go. That's not fair. Then that means you say it. You probably sound better than goddamn Keita saying.
Nah, I ain't never said women are more emotional than men.
No, but women say it.
Dolly
said,
who wants to sound like a dumb woman? Come on, pretty. Do it, pretty. How them hoes sound when they fucking repeat that nigga shit?
Well, you know, guys, you know we're more emotional than men, right? we're more emotional than them.
And
you know, they don't have any feelings. Men just don't have any feelings. That is the biggest lie they damn told society, is that women were more emotional than men, and that logically makes no damn sense.
Come on in, Jolly. Your turn.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're going to get the best one. Come on.
Yeah, right?
You're going to get the best one.
Oh, God, sounded good.
What am I saying? You know, it's true. Women are more emotional than men. You know, women, we so trifling. You know, men don't act the same way that we do. You know what I'm saying? A man find out his woman cheating on her, you know, him, he just walk away. You know, we got to, you know, put sugar in their gas tank and tell them the baby not theirs. We are more emotional.
Now you sound like it on the end.
Yeah.
You had the ghetto version.
Yeah, well,
you had to do a whole bunch of improvising.
You had to do a whole prom.
And the Academy Award goes to the best actress for Women Are So Emotional, and the award goes to Dolly Dolly.
I'd like to thank my husband
for being so supportive through my emotional trials and tribulations.
Oh
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, Mushmouth says that men are more emotional than women. I know. Yeah. We know, because y'all are actually the lunatics.
Right.
Men are actually the lunatics. They just always flip the negative side on us, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I didn't know this was – I'm sure – we're self-guided. We can't – we got to watch what we say when self-guided in the chat room. Self-guided
feminine.
Write this shit off as a feminist movement.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. We don't like playing niggas with, you know, with feminists.
Yeah, yeah, you got to be careful because, hey, did you hear self-guided today talking about the goddamn, them little kids shaking their ass, it was a feminist movement?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Hey, look, self-guided worse than everybody else, man, oh, everybody black. One thing about self-guided, it don't matter what the fuck is going on in the black community, that nigga going to write that shit up as the feminist movement. Meanwhile, other niggas write it off as BET and shit. It's the hip-hop. But that nigga don't give a fuck. It's straight-up feminist movement. If a nigga gets shot by the police today, that nigga say it's that damn feminist movement.
Oh, God, please.
That nigga self got it right. Eric, look at him, femmies. That nigga write everything off as the feminist movement. Incredible.
He's emotional.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
He's a perfect example of emotional. You're right. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Every time something happens, it affects him. He gets emotional about it. Touche, touche.
Self,
he belongs to this, like, masculine movement. You ever hear Self, he'll promote some shit called for blackmenonly.com or some shit. That motherfucker be trying to goddamn. That nigga thinks that I'm, you know, suitable to join for black men only.
No.
He tries you on that shit.
Yep. Yeah, he tries to get me to join so I can listen to the other men and hear the error of my ways and, you know, admit that I was a feminist then. But
oh, that's what it is. Oh, it's kind of like a church to get goddamn baptized, get the demons out of you as a black woman.
Exactly. Yep.
Come join the blackmen.com site and get the goddamn feminist Holy Ghost out your ass. I get it.
Yeah, they do exorcism.
Oh, shit, man. Every time I come on that motherfucker, ain't nothing popping.
That's why they so fucking sour.
Oh, those men. When did men get sour? Like, what the fuck did we do?
Right.
Any brothers know what the fuck did we do to you motherfuckers? Call in, let us fucking know. We've known you all our fucking life. We'll never do such a thing.
This is stupid.
What the fuck did we do? I'm serious. What the fuck did we do? Seriously. What the fuck did we do is what I want to know. It's not what we didn't do.
No, it's nothing we did. No, don't let these bitch niggas try to make shit, you know, like women's fault. Because grown-ass men don't complain about this shit. I don't know no grown-ass black man to sit and bitch like on half the shit these niggas bitch about. It's them.
Yeah.
It's not us.
I agree.
They fucking don't meet the standard, and they want to fucking blame that shit on us. Nah, nigga, you're a D-, and that's your fault, not fucking mine. I'm an overachiever, bitch.
Okay.
Yes, 99.
Right?
Go ahead, Jolene. You might be the new goddamn the black power movement. Goddamn shit.
I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Jolene. This is good listening to you.
Yeah, this is real interesting. She'll cut them niggas a break, boy.
I'm asking what the fuck did we do, Jolene? Say, don't you motherfucking dare think it's your fault. You didn't do a fucking thing. That's like one of them bitches who niggas cheated on them and then they got to go to the goddamn a real woman and say, I don't know what I did. He fucking said, it's never your fault. Don't you dare blame yourself. You got the best pussy on the fucking planet. He's a dirty fucking dog and he was no good for you anyway. Look at yourself in the mirror and realize and say to your fucking self, it's not your fault.
Oh, no.
Oh, goddamn, Jolene did. Goddamn. Just, women is not your fault, man. Goddamn, according to Jolene. Write a book, Jolene, saying women
is
not your fault.
No. It is. Our shit is our fault, but them niggas are not our fault. Now, I'm not one to act like ain't shit women's fault. Now, we got a lot of shit on our plate, and we need to fucking, you know, tighten this shit up a bit. But those niggas, they're not on us.
Okay, let's talk about the shit that's on our plate that we need to tighten up. We about to take off in 15 minutes, so go ahead, help us out. What's on our plate that we need to tighten up? Let's just deal with us. Fuck them niggas. Fuck them faggots.
We talked about it early. Family, for some absurd reason, is on the plate when it really...
yes.
The only thing that needs to be on your plate is you and anything that came out of you or that you have taken responsibility for within reason. You understand what I'm saying? Like if you have foster children or adopted children or your own personal vaginal children, that's who the fuck is on that plate, okay? That's it. That's it. Ain't nobody else on that plate.
Yep.
Oh, I got heartburn.
Whew. What? So, Jolly.
Yes.
So you said men have their family on their plate. Do you think, as in like mama's boys type thing, or what do you mean?
Well, for men, it's very, very different. I think men can put whomever they choose on their plate if they assume responsibility for them being on that plate. You see what I'm saying? Like, to me, because men are providers and protectors, then who they protect and who they provide, that's up to them to choose. But for a woman, okay, and the difference between women is that our energy fluctuates and is manipulated very differently, okay? We have energy streams that we agree to, such as children, all right? So that's your agreed upon energy stream. But at some point, you have to cut that energy stream off as well. You see what I'm saying? Your children are not meant to constantly suck you. They're meant to take what you have to give them and then start producing their own energy stream. So that's why it's important for women to put what needs to go on the plate and leave everything else off of. Now,
okay,
men,
and what was that again? I just got back with the bill. What is all the goddamn food need to be on the plate for a woman?
Herself and her children.
What if she ain't got no babies?
Then just her fucking self. That's it. That is absolutely.
I think that's what it starts with, herself. Because at the end of the day, I ain't gonna lie to you. Every time I was thinking about my babies, man, the nigga was doing me wrong. When I started thinking about myself, the nigga did my children right. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't even put them babies on the plate. You put yourself on that motherfucker, pimp the shit out that nigga, and take care of your babies with his shit. That's what the fuck Don Nicole y'all say. You know I'm talking shit now. I'm on my fifth bill. It's a little bit different. Y'all about to get my ancestor, goddamn madam, Shadow up in this motherfucker.
Madam Shadow.
Madam Harlot in this bitch.
Oh,
oh my God, you made me spit all over
myself.
Oh,
my goodness.
Madam, set your motherfucking house in order in this motherfucker. No, but no, the only thing need to be on that plate is your fucking self. Mm-hmm. That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the man puts on that plate for you, you share it amongst your babies. But never put your babies on that goddamn plate because they can be led up to be ate and slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like you ever seen, I know y'all going to hate me for this shit, but have you ever seen a properly set table where there's a dinner plate, you know, and then a salad plate on top of that shit, and then you have, you know, like a bowl or something? That's the consideration in my mind. You see, what goes on his plate is my plate. You see what I'm saying? what goes on my plate is the bowl. You see?
What goes on your plate is a bowl.
Yeah, my bowl is the children. And me my babies are the children.
Oh, okay. You're on his
plate. And I'm on his plate. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But you will never see on any properly set table where that bottom plate, that dinner plate, is on top of the salad plate. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but can you stop trying to motherfucking, you always substituting goddamn us for food or traffic or goddamn old ass on the highway, man. That should be throwing me the fuck off.
She said for traffic.
Did she say salad? Did she say a salad bowl?
Well, wait. No. Is there a play setting for you, an extra play setting for you, though? You understand, Dolly? Like, I understand that you're on his plate and then the bowl is on you, but is there also your own separate?
The bowl is on you.
Yeah.
What the hell
You do have another play setting for yourself with your plate and the bowl separate, but your plate, you have another plate and bowl. Got you on his plate too. I got you. I can roll with that. I see what she's saying though.
Pretty.
I can
Thank
roll
you,
with
pretty. Thank
I
you, pretty.
With
yeah. How come? You're the only
Look
one that understands
that
shit.
Jolly just pulled the moon cycle.
Come on, Jolly, help us out, man. Break that shit down, Collie Park style, man.
She just pulled the moon on us.
Come
Johnny,
on, Jolly.
Tell us real nigga stuff, man. Come on.
Yeah, for real. So that bowl and salad and the goddamn
bowl,
man.
That
shit, that crazy.
Shit is not working.
You got a steak
what
knife.
What
the steak knife for?
What about that picnic situation that you described one time?
What the white napkin for? What the flour on the goddamn table for? What the salt and pepper for?
You know what?
In the tablecloth. What about the table? Who's carrying the table? Oh, the floor.
Oh, no. Now, I know that answer from Jolene. That nigga bought the table in, okay?
I know she was about to say he bought the table.
Yeah,
he carrying
it. Yes,
honey. The table to
carry. Yeah, I got
out
that
it.
Part, but that goddamn salad bowl in the plate threw me the fuck out. Can we get some real goddamn, come on now, give us some collard paws.
Oh, yeah, real niggas don't have it
get
on
some
next
bullshit,
plate
man, because I like straight up, baby. I like straight up shit. I don't
what I'm
saying no
is, you said, Don, you made it very clear, which is you worry about your motherfucking self, and that's what you do always. As soon as you start worrying about other niggas, that's what he gonna do. It's very simple. You worry about yourself, that nigga gonna worry about you. You worry about other motherfuckers, he gonna worry about other motherfuckers. You see what I'm saying? You keep your shit tight, personal. And I've said this before, don't ever do anything a nigga wants you to do based off the fact that he wants you to do it. Only do what you fucking sincerely want to do. Don't never do no shit a nigga wants you to do based off the fact that he wants you to do it. If you don't want to fucking do it, don't even fucking consider it. And tell that bitch nigga, stop bringing it up.
Well, God, this a damn.
Dang, Jolie, you made me throw up in my mouth.
Jolie is the mama that kicked the daughter ass for slipping.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so, you know, Miss Black said build on the self. You know what I'm saying? And real quick, y'all, we about to take off in 6 minutes. The mothership is about to take off a whole bunch of motherfucking mothers. And any men like to come along, you'll be part of the motherfucking ship.
Oh,
you got
6 minutes
to call in 347-884-9239. That's your boarding pass number, or scroll up right next to the damn number. You'll see a S button for shit talking. Click that if you got Skype, and you can listen to the next hour of the show. All right, for the Skywalkers on this motherfucker. The essence for shit talking. All right, man, so let's talk about the self. You know what I'm saying? That's what Miss Black said, build on. Build on the goddamn self. See, Miss Black, you just came in, too, because in the beginning, that's what we talked about, that they say that it is wrong to be about yourself, yet it's called selfish. Make selfish your best friend. Fuck it. You need to be selfish. you need to be selfish. I'm sorry. Ladies and brothers and gentlemen and siblings, my siblings, you need to be selfish.
Let the church say amen.
That's the doctrine on self, goddammit. If it ain't about you, that shit don't matter. And I'm talking about real deal, though, for women. This for brothers. This for women. And brothers, your job is to make that bitch happy.
Amen.
I don't know what the fuck, who y'all been taught by, some old bitch niggas that hate women, but they done taught you motherfuckers wrong. Your job is to make that bitch happy. The Bible say, leave your family and cleave to your wife. That's real. And I hate to use the Bible because some of you motherfuckers don't like it, but let's just take the wisdom out of the Bible when it says, leave your family and cleave to your wife. What the that don't mean cleave to your boys, cleave to football, cleave to goddamn your friends or none of that shit. Cleave to your fucking goddamn Rockwiler. Treat that motherfucker better than your woman. Cleave to your wife. That means become one with her. Now back to yourself, sisters. It's important that you nourish yourself first before you can even start to begin to nourish others. Does that make sense? You got to be selfish. Right now we in the era of selfishness. Alright, if you ain't part of selfishness, you're going to be fucked up. Because at the end of the day, every man is for himself right the fuck now. That's what the fuck is going on. Look at the world. Meanwhile, your world could be, your foundation could be straight. And if your ass ain't figured that selfish attitude in your being, and while other motherfuckers trying to come in your house and take your motherfucking last loaf of bread, bitch, because your ass ain't selfish, you're going to wish you not have gave it a goddamn way. A wise woman knows this. Let's do it this way. I love that Bible. Five was wise and five was foolish. Pretty, are you in the switchboard yet?
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for the mothership. Five was wise and five was foolish. The wise knew that they needed their oils, their gasoline for their light. The other five knew the same shit, but them bitches wasn't fucking prepared. The foolish women asked the wise women to give them some of their oil, and the wise women said, if I give you any of my shit, I won't have none.
I know that's
but
true.
There's a goddamn gas station down the motherfucking street, bitch. Go get your own. Those were considered wise women. We'll talk about that when the mothership takes off. Let's do it, baby. Let's run it.
Well, all right. Starcha. Citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D. Light year groove. All right. Hear the noise. Ain't nobody but this boy. Get down. Stride and dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Hustle on over here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello. 570-982. Your mic is open. 570-982.
Who the fuck is 570?
They got their hand up.
Oh, I ain't even in the switchboard. Change your station on your cordless phone, sweetheart.
I don't think that's me, guys.
Pretty, you still got cordless phone?
Girl.
You got nine.
Yeah,
you
Pretty
need to
got
get
smart and shit.
Now.
I mean, that's smart. I'm stuck on the landline. I can't even go outside to get fresh air.
Pretty on a car phone.
Yeah,
570-982, your mic is open. Come on in, join the mothership. Welcome to the VIP section in the mothership.
How you doing, Dawn? It's your girl, Monique.
What up, Monique, in the building?
How you been?
Good. How you been?
You know, I'm blessed. I am truly blessed.
Hey, man, thank you, Jesus.
Well, all right now.
We're here to reclaim the pyramids. What you got for us, Monique?
Oh, well, the sister has said, I'm not sure of her name. Forgive me for not remembering that. But I like how you brought up the table setting as far as the plates. I overstood everything
you
said.
You got that shit, mommy?
Yes. Go ahead, Dolly.
Fuck, then. Shit. What the fuck is going on? This Bill. My lips do it to you.
I said AKA Bitsy. You didn't hear me. Dog always talking over everybody.
I know it's you, Bitsy.
Oh, hey, baby.
Man, come on now, man. You the only one on the planet other than Keita and Jolly that has a unique voice. I'm going to always know you motherfuckers by your voice.
I know that's right.
You ain't going to be able to disguise your voice. You could have came on and said your name was Tamika. I fucking text Keita talking about that bitch, ain't it?
What about this table?
Explain it to us about this table setting thing, because that's some bullshit. No disrespect to Jolly Rancher, though.
What she meant was, it's more or less, what's his is ours, what's hers is hers and children. That's all she was saying.
Okay.
Everybody, we all eat off.
But why she couldn't just say that shit? God damn, that would have been simple. She had to talk about the damn table and the mat and the bowl and the fucking spoon.
The bowl can also symbolize a cup.
Yes, exactly. Thank you,
Lord Dick. Yes. God damn it! Now here we go.
Yes.
What kind of cup? Plastic.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes if they don't put the cup or the fork there, they'll take the knife and the fork and lay it across the plate. So,
man, what the fuck is this shit? Now, come on now, Jolly, man. Are you hot? Do you smoke?
You go. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay on your plate is what I'm saying.
I know why y'all motherfucker. I get it, Keita. I get it. You, Keita. You
what?
Have some perk?
Oh, nah.
I get this shit. Goddamn, y'all motherfuckers. Y'all have some perk. Y'all on cloud nine. I get this shit. Jokes on me and the goddamn motherfuckers that's stuck down here some goddamn well.
Nah, it's all right, though, but you know what? You got to be your star player. That's where selfish comes from.
I mean, I know when a motherfucker is intoxicated because they fucking describe everything that they're trying to fucking say as items and objects.
Because they see it, right?
Yeah. They looking around their goddamn house giving you an example.
In all actuality, it's not even that. Usually people, you can say everything you want to say to a person, but visually in front of them, if they can't see it, they can't believe it, what you're saying. So I wouldn't have never put it together as that, but when she brought it up, I understood what she was saying about the plate and the bowl and the dinner plate and the salad. Yeah, I get what she's saying.
Why she couldn't just say what the fuck you said?
You had just said it already, Dawn. You had already said what I was saying. And you had left for a second, so I was just, you know, giving an analogy.
I ain't saying that goddamn simple.
You said it simple, and then you went away to get your beer, and then she broke it down took us to etiquette school.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Who is that just saying she took us to etiquette school? Who said that?
It was I.
Keita, you said that shit.
Because that's what it reminded me of.
Nigga,
I got what she was saying.
I know. I got what she was saying, but overall, what's etiquette school? Don't they teach you that?
That shit was not no motherfucking etiquette school.
I didn't say what she said was etiquette, but I'm just saying that's a part of etiquette. They teach you how to set up the table properly.
But Don, that actually was
the point I was bringing up with the plate.
Okay, I get it.
The etiquette behind it. Like,
so
the
that's proper etiquette for a woman and her man.
See, now I'm about to go smoke one now. This is some bullshit.
No, I get it. I get it. That's proper etiquette. I get it now. When Keita said etiquette school, now I get it. Now I understand.
What is this? Are we starting from the bottom going to the top? Like, are we getting this from
different level? Goddamn shit. Because shit, motherfuckers need to get this shit.
Well,
I need to get a complete understanding of this shit.
So, Don, then that means whenever you have a placemat or a placement plate that go, and then you put the plates on top of it, that's the foundation?
Ah,
man, come on. She just had got it.
Look,
you
my
know what?
Shit is,
I'm glad
my
you
shit is
that
1 plus 1 equals 2. I don't fuck around with algebra or none of that crazy shit. My shit is very simple. Okay, very simple.
But the place settings are very
my
simple.
My shit is simple. My shit is like this. Look here, Nate. Look here, motherfucker. I'm the bedrock of your motherfucking foundation. You with it? That's my shit. I don't know nothing about no place or none of that shit. I rarely touch dishes in my fucking house, so I wouldn't know what the fuck you motherfuckers talking about. My shit is that. That's my shit. That's me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's my way. Or no way.
I know that right.
That's my shit. It ain't even a fucking highway.
Exactly. Word, because I hate compromise. That compromise is bullshit.
No, yeah.
That's just my shit.
Yeah, because the highway has people thinking there are other options, and there are no other options.
Exactly.
No,
once
you fuck with me, he ain't going to find nothing like that.
Uh-uh.
I'm the best invention since the spoon.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? When God created me, he was showing off. When he created a whole bunch of other bitches, he was drunk. You feel me? That's a little bit different. Ooh. That motherfucker was goddamn toe up from the flow up fucking around with some of these motherfuckers.
He's on that yak.
He was smoking that bab. That doo-doo.
Okay.
He laced that motherfucker with some cocaine. That's why some of these motherfuckers came out crooked.
Oh, no, it was a dirty blunt. That's fucked up.
Yeah. No, but, you know, that's just for me. And it took me a long time to I mean, once a woman, I swear, we can talk about how much the bitch is God, but when that bitch really fucking become God, whatever nigga wants to be in God's heaven or God's house,
mm-hmm.
Well, milk is flowing like honey, and the only
mm-hmm.
milk that flows like honey is a woman's breast.
Mm-hmm.
When he knows that bitch is God, he'll bow down and worship the motherfucking ground she walk on.
Happily.
That's true.
And he happily. It ain't
happily.
No, I can't stand the bitch. She make me do everything. The bitch ain't none of that. Happily. With honor. With
they
pleasure.
Wish there was more shit for them to do. They just walk around just feeling like, is there any kind of thing that they can do for you so that you don't even have to worry about some shit you weren't
exactly.
even worrying about.
And God ain't finna lessen herself to motherfucking pacify these fucking mortals. She ain't finna,
mm-hmm.
she got time for that shit. She got time.
Mm.
A real bitch ain't got time, and these bitches are the ones that these niggas are pissed off over. These are
mm-hmm.
the niggas that's yelling to God up there in heaven saying, could you please lessen your goddamn standards?
Yep.
That's
There's
who
no
the fuck
problem.
They mad at. They ain't mad at the bitches they can look straight at. They mad at the bitches that they looking up to.
Mm. Wow.
Yep.
That's who they're asking to lessen who the fuck they are. No, nigga, get on my level, Hope.
Get on my level. Thank you.
No, you got to come up. You got to finally come up, nigga.
Mm-hmm. I know that's
come
right,
up
John.
To where she at.
Can
that's
I?
Right.
Can I?
And
add,
a nigga don't want to work that fucking hard. He don't want to turn himself from man, God, man into God, man, God. He don't want to do that shit.
Nope.
That's too much motherfucking shit that's called right. It's too much like right. So he asked that woman that's way up at the top that he's looking up, bitch, just lessen your fucking self and let me get with you.
Mm-hmm. Tell it. Wow.
And them the ones that they really fucking want, do you honestly believe that they want the four C's? What's the four C's, Jolly?
Cooking, cleaning, caring for the children.
What was that other C?
It was cook, clean. It was cook, clean, and care for children.
Yeah, the C's. He really don't want a bitch with the four C's.
Mm-mm.
Those are the bitches that always get donked out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you ain't the one. The one that he wants is up on high. She's the most high in his fucking life.
Mm.
He's asking that bitch to lessen herself. And in the meantime, he just goes to the bathroom on your bitch ass.
Can't clean that up.
And that's all that shit is. That's why niggas got an issue with bitches that have everything, and they just asking these what is called single women to lessen their standards. Why the fuck that bitch got to lessen hers? Why don't you apply your standards? Add to yours and get on her level. Isn't relationships equal? Then why should she lessen herself?
That's right.
Women are now, women have finally figured out how to fucking walk on the planet. It's been a long time coming, goddammit.
That's right.
It's been a long fucking time coming.
Goddamn,
it's been a long time coming.
But I know change gonna come.
Don, can I say that this reminds me of, there was a part in the Quran that I remember reading, and the diet at that time for the people was just on Coming to America, berries and shit. They was just eating berries and, grass and shit. And there was a group of people who complained to God about this diet that he had given them to maximize their existence. He said, you want to eat, you want to do the best out of life, then you'll eat, berries and grass and shit, right? So they was like, well, we bored with grass and berries and shit. You know what I'm saying? So what did God give them? Well, if you don't want the best, then eat this shit. You can have whatever the fuck, is roaming on the earth. How about that? Except you can't have this, nasty, nasty shit and this other nasty shit. How about that? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
To me, that's the same thing. Every time I read that, I felt like, well, what the fuck kind of group of people goes to God and was like, we don't like the fact that you came up with the best fucking diet ever. We want you to fucking change it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck kind of group of people is that? Bitch-ass niggas. And it's because of bitch-ass niggas that you have people walking around and so busy. And instead of living for thousands and fucking thousands of years, your ass dropped it down to about 300-400. You see what I'm saying? Now
right.
We barely living a goddamn 100. Because you a bitch-ass
right.
nigga. That's why.
Right. Right.
Now, that's the motherfucker God created after his seventh day of rest.
That's when God got drunk, created a whole bunch of bitch-ass
after
niggas.
After he did that seventh day, like, look, niggas, I'm tired. I'll make man tomorrow.
Huh. Yeah, that God in the Bible and that God in the Quran is not the God that women need to aspire to be. Because that God right there, that's some nigga shit right there. Everything in that book about the way God behaves is some nigga shit. And I know a man.
Yeah, it is some nigga shit. When that motherfucker don't get his way, he throws a tantrum.
A fucking temper tantrum.
Yeah, when that motherfucker don't get his way, he throws a tantrum.
Well, fine. Since you don't want to, say that I exist, fuck you. What? You that fickle, nigga? You know you exist. What the fuck you care? Pop your collar and get the fuck on.
I said pop your collar.
Can you imagine God being that emotional? You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine
God being
that emotional?
Okay,
for real? That's an overly emotional guy. Right? Right?
Yeah.
A jealous one, too. Don't forget that.
They actually say in the Quran that people are made to worship God. Get the fuck out of here. Ain't that a little bit special? You made an entire universe for the sole purpose that they will fucking worship you. Don't that sound a little off to you?
It sure did.
That sounded a little off.
What? Right? I missed that because Jolly's phone was breaking up. What sounded a little off?
That God would create the entire universe just for the universe to worship God. That sounds...
That sounds very strange.
That sounds the most vain you can fucking
Yeah, that's the pick. Same. That's the same way that men feels that they're the, you know, they are the ones, you know. I mean, that's where they get their God concept from. That's the most of them niggas are fucking temper tantrums.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They pacifying ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They believe, you know, like they said, the man is the head of the household and all that type of shit. But if you really analyze the attributes of God or like the house called heaven, shit, the only motherfucker I know that got milk flowing like honey is a woman. And angels are what we call our children.
Mm-mm-mm.
And what it say, you can go to heaven and basically do nothing.
You say something.
Because right now, most of these goddamn bitches ain't even putting these niggas to fucking work. They just sit, lay back, play, goddamn, lay on the couch and just chill in that bitch house.
You mad?
Play video games.
Bitch titties leaking and shit of milk.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
That is
You can tell that heaven was a woman's house.
Yeah, and you can tell that the God of the Bible and the Quran is a man-made God because when, as a woman, as a mother, right? And you, Don, you know that you're a mother. When your child
mm-mm,
is...
I ain't really, no goddamn mama.
I said, don't you stole no title on her.
Okay, well, you have children. And women who have children will know this. But when your child gets pissed off...
All my children in heaven with God.
Well, any woman who knows, you know, when a child says some ignorant shit to you, like, I hate you, mama! You know, you laugh at they silly ass. You know, you don't fucking throw a temper tantrum right back with them. Oh, you hate me? Oh, you hate me? Well, you just pack your shit and go then, mister. Who do that? White people.
I do.
Dumbass white
me,
people.
I say I hate your ass back. No. Let you know
I say, oh, motherfucker, I hated you before you hated me.
Okay.
Wrong group.
Yeah, we the wrong group on that shit, goddamn it.
Word up. Nigga, I got feelings too, man.
I ain't got no feelings, but I hurt theirs first before mine is, goddamn.
You express yourself and I express mine. You hate me.
I know
I hate
my
your
son said
back.
That shit though to my ass. He was like, man, I hate your ass. I said, man, we finally got something coming, motherfucker.
You sure did. <That's funny.
laughs> We can agree on that shit.
Mm-hmm. We cool now? All right. You know?
Let's just continue to hate each other with the vibe.
Did you put him out the house?
Yeah, I put my son out a lot of that damn time.
No,
nigga, I look out the window,
you.
Nigga still in the yard and shit. Be throwing rocks at that nigga like goddamn Mister with goddamn Nelly throwing rocks at that motherfucker. Don't you come back here. Shut your ass out. Throwing rocks at that little motherfucker, pine cones and shit. Get the fuck out my yard.
I meant when he told you that he hated you. Did you tell him to pack his shit and go?
Oh, no, I'm telling him to pack his shit. We agree on that. And if I agree with you, you ain't got to go nowhere. It's just when you disrupt my household when you got to go. Mm-hmm. I'll play that shit, nigga. You will fall from grace fucking with me, motherfucker. I will kick your ass out of heaven.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's my point, Don. Thank you.
I ain't going to curse you like God, bitch ass, but I kick you out of heaven. You got to go somewhere else with that shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to go with Lucifer and the rest of them little motherfuckers. And we'll fight later.
We'll fight later.
We'll fight later. The time will come. We'll fight again.
Hell no.
Nah, but you know, like, you know, back to that self shit. If I fucking had to goddamn choose who, what will I put up with, you already know a woman will put up with her son than she would a nigga that acts like her son.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's no fucking way I'm going to put up with a nigga that didn't come out my pussy, shit, than I would with a nigga that did come out my pussy. I can't have two of you motherfuckers in the house at the same motherfucking time. One of you motherfuckers got to go. And I'd be damned to choose my son to get the fuck out of this motherfucker.
Because
he ain't been on this planet longer than your bitch ass have. You ain't coming over this motherfucker disrupting this shit.
No.
And I noticed that the type of men that women bring in the house is a reflection on your son. He may not even be the daddy, but it's still a reflection on your son.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because if he see another nigga treating your ass like shit, that nigga will try you.
Mm-hmm.
He will try your ass, because then he realized that mama is vulnerable than a motherfucker. She's a sucker. So he will try you. That's the only thing, you know what I'm saying, on play about this shit. Because a nigga will already try you. Your son will try you based off of his own characteristics of his daddy. But, you know, his personality is made up by you and him and his goddamn self and the daddy. But that extra shit, that old television shit that he's catching as a reality show in your fucking life, no way. Mm-mm. No fucking way, boy. I can't have another nigga in my shit. Goddamn calling me, hey, I already got one. I birthed into the planet. I can't do it. I ain't that stupid. And ain't that weak for a nigga. Can't do it. It's just too much. It's too much like wrong in my fucking life. I got to raise one son. I can't raise your son, Miss Millie.
Mm-hmm.
I can't raise your son and bitch and fight with this motherfucker and argue with this nigga. Now all of a sudden I become the damn child. And your children watching you motherfucking goddamn bitch and motherfucking plead your case on why you can't motherfucking have ice cream.
Ain't that
okay? How the fuck that's gonna work?
Shit.
And then your kid be like,
ain't
damn, I don't care how ice cream either. That's
right?
Bullshit.
Ain't that
like,
some
how
shit.
The fuck that shit gonna work?
It don't work. It don't work.
Mm-mm.
It don't ever work. So that shit out right now.
Can I ask you a question? Or I just want to know, is it just me? But about this, you know, grown ass men playing video games, you know, like, what's up with that? You know, like, grown men sitting around playing goddamn PlayStation 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Shit ain't even come out yet. They waiting to play it. I don't get that. That really puzzles me. Like, and when, you know, like, I know a few grown men that play. They play the game all the time. And I say, well, why do you play? You're a grown man. I don't think you should be playing video games. That's something a young boy do or something. And the answer is always the same. Well, would you rather me be out doing it? I could be out in the street getting in trouble. Like, they always got to say some stupid negative shit. Like, why they can't say I could be out getting money in the pot? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I could be out, you know, building you a house. Like, why they always got to say negative
right.
shit? Like, I could be out on the corner
the
selling
nigga,
yeah, exactly. I was about to say
you're
that.
You're fucking
yep.
with the wrong nigga. That's why.
Yep exactly.
That's all
why.
It is. You just fucking
yep.
with the wrong nigga, baby.
Absolutely.
You fucking ain't shit niggas.
Yep.
Baby.
That
yep.
really just puzzles me. Like, dang, all y'all answers are the same. Like, incredible.
Then you
well,
keep
then,
attracting
then
them motherfucking
you?
PlayStation
yeah.
ass
they're
niggas.
Telling you the answer. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that's the truth. What they're telling
yeah,
you
they're
is
telling
the
you
fucking
the
truth.
Answer. Yeah.
But the problem that I have is bitches that accept it and then come and ask the whole group of bitches, what the fuck does that mean?
You know what?
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, wow.
On this motherfucker.
Can kiss my ass on that one. I was just hypothetically asking the damn
say
question.
No homo. Say no homo about that. Kiss your ass.
No homo.
No homo, no lesbo, no faggot, no gay, no lesbian.
Yeah, but
no
if it's something that is evident in your life, regardless of what the nigga is, then it's something that you're attracting. You're attracting them PlayStation ass niggas. You're attracting them Toys R Us kids. They don't want to grow up.
Exactly.
Nah. And they obviously don't know the balancement. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, little boys fuck too, right? And they play PlayStation.
All day.
Nah.
Yeah, so we can't forget that. Little boys, they fucking play PlayStation too.
They go to school.
My son got a girlfriend, and he play PlayStation too.
Exactly. Yep.
He sent her text messages.
Why he playing?
He text too. But he damn sure play PlayStation.
And if she calls while he's playing, trying to get on another level, what he do? Follow back?
Nah, he wait till he take a piss break.
To call her.
When he got to get up. That my son done burnt plenty of food, goddamn playing that PlayStation. I mean, shit, that's the type of nigga, man. You got to watch out for them old goddamn Toys R Us niggas. You got to watch out for it. And I know it's a hobby. You know, it is a hobby. You know, but, you know, everything is a hobby. It's just some things, it agitates the other party, the other person in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Because I told you, remember, pool boy. Pool damn near broke me and goddamn Doc up. Because I was a bilious freak. I fucked the shit out the pool table before I go home and fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I know that nigga like, this bitch, she just don't get it. She just don't fucking get it. I'm here. Just at the pool hall and shit. I mean, you know, I ain't nothing I can fucking say other than niggas got habits. Niggas got hobbies. And what the problem that, here's the problem. If you had a hobby that you would mind doing all day, every fucking day, but the only thing you hate the most is a motherfucker not respecting your hobby.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You would like for a motherfucker, nigga, just respect my hobby. I first met Doc, I bullshit you not, when I first met Doc, Halo was my shit. Nigga, my job was to complete that game Halo. That was my shit. When I first met that nigga, Halo was my shit. That nigga called, nigga, I just got the phone on my shoulder playing Halo. Off the fucking hip. That was my mission, to accomplish Halo. So if it's a hobby, if it's a mission, if it's something that they are really focused on, the other motherfucker got to respect that shit. For real, I don't give a fuck what it is. It could be wine testing. If that's their shit, then goddamn it, respect that shit. Find a hobby in the meantime. If that motherfucker go wine tasting for 8 hours, bitch, you find you a fucking hobby for 8 hours. If his goal is to motherfucking play all of NBA, goddamn, or street ball, or whatever the fuck them niggas play on the Xbox or the PlayStation, nigga, you got 8 hours to find something for you to goddamn do.
I mean, I totally get that whole part about it can be like a hobby or something, but, you know, it's like when I ask a few guys like that question that I know that play the game, it's just like they answer, and it was their truthful answer, but it was just like wow, like, it could have been
just
simple to say,
I mean, it's hobby, man, and a lot of this shit is therapy.
Versus
a lot of this shit is therapy. I'm going to tell you, like, I've always encouraged women, you get you a fucking hobby and you see how that nigga bitch about your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all will find out that if the shoe is on your fucking foot, nigga, you wouldn't want a nigga bitching about your fucking shit. I mean, it's therapy. A lot of this shit, nigga, first of all, motherfucker, we need vices on this bitch. A bitch vice could be just smoking fucking weed, waking up, staying the fuck high, and that could be a hobby. Did you know that smoking is a hobby? Yes, smoking is a hobby. For real, smoking is a hobby. Did you know that shit? Anybody know that other than me? Smoking is a hobby. Go look that shit up. I learned that from white people. From white people. When they ask you your interest and shit, that's how my husband was able to get jobs, because his stupid ass would put on the motherfucking application reading. Nigga, that's all, motherfucker? Reading. I said, you just like a nigga.
Mm.
No, nigga, add more to your interest. I told that motherfucker put smoking, put skiing, horseback riding, wine tasting, art gallery shopping. Put all that shit. Them crackers says you're high, nigga.
Smoking.
You gotta, I mean, smoking is a hobby. I don't know if I know that shit or not. It's a habit to most niggas, but it's a hobby to motherfuckers like myself. So when you got hobbies, you know, Keita, the shit is just that. When a woman finds things that compliment her and it becomes her focus point, because that's what men are good at. Did y'all notice that men are good at finding something and that's their focus point?
Mm-hmm.
Can we agree that men are really fucking good at that? Until you master that within yourself, then you'll understand if a nigga is playing a goddamn Xbox, you'll leave the motherfucker alone. It ain't nothing. It's. I'm telling you, and we need vices on this fucking planet. We'll lose our fucking mind.
But, Keita, are you saying that your concern is, like, why the reason they're playing the game is because they could possibly be out murdering someone if they weren't playing the game?
Yeah, I mean, just,
you know what I'm saying?
It's not really a concern, but it was just, like, the answer was, like, puzzling to me, like, dang, out of all the things you could say, like, this is
yeah.
what you say.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Your options are play, you
yeah.
know, the Wii or, you know, sell crack. Like, why are those
right,
two
right.
options?
Something crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, maybe somebody told them to say that shit.
Oh. Or, you know, like, or I could be, you know, in jail. Like, I mean, like, what?
Well, because those
okay.
are the options in their head.
Well, that does
so
keep their ass out the street, because I ain't going to lie to you, motherfucker. You know, certain, like I said, certain hobbies keep you safe.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, that is the case. That is the fucking truth. You know,
yeah,
especially if that nigga ain't mastered, you know, any of that shit outside that fucking door, it's a possibility that he's safer at home doing something constructive. You got some motherfuckers that'll lose their mind to be if they ain't got shit to do. And what they
mm-hmm.
figure shit to do is outside the fucking house.
Absolutely.
Right.
Those are the niggas that can't sit still.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch yep. them little motherfuckers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And women the same goddamn way. That's why them the type of motherfuckers ain't got a hobby. You need a hobby. You need something
mm-hmm.
to fucking do, even if motherfuckers don't like it.
Right, right.
That's your comfort, man. Everybody need comfort. Something to keep their mind. And first of all, it's no difference from being at the computer playing Spider Solitaire all day long. The shit helps. Look at Jolly. She know the fuck I'm talking about. God damn it. Fuck, especially the difficult one. God damn it. Spider's the shit. And it helps your fucking mind. You know? And I think the problem is that, again, a lot of people are not used to doing things that requires your fucking brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with these games and shit, it helps your fucking brain. Believe it or not.
It does.
When it's time for problem solving, I bet you two fucking crackers that the nigga will have the answer before you do. Won't it? It'll help you get your ass here, fucking help you get off the damn stage you on in your life.
Absolutely.
Based off of an Xbox game.
Exactly.
That motherfucker troubleshoot your ass all the way through. He'll try to push out like it's a goddamn football game plan.
Right. Right.
Do what you do. You're going to fake left, go right on them motherfuckers.
Exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to jump at that last part.
Yeah, that's why I'm so goddamn good at troubleshooting my nigga, because all I do is play fucking games. I help this motherfucker. Shit, without me playing games all the goddamn time, I don't think I'll be worth two pennies. I think I'll go back to cleaning, cooking, caring for the children. That's why niggas always asking another bitch outside the fucking house. I can't ask this bitch. She cook, clean, and care for the goddamn kids. This bitch ain't going to know how to fucking figure out this shit.
Absolutely.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
That's true.
I'm for real. Ain't that right, Jolly? Jolly know that shit.
Yeah. That's exactly what
I know not to ask a bitch to know how to cook, clean, care for the children. This bitch don't know problem solving. She don't know no brain tweezers. She doesn't even play Rubik's Cube.
Wow. Wow.
I'm telling you.
A round of Mahjong? I don't think so.
Okay. Shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She ain't gonna know. She ain't gonna know. So I'm telling you, man, I mean, you gotta have something that activates the brain more. Even in a time of not doing nothing, that's why you want to thank God for these game apps on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because it fucking help you problem solve. It help you figure out something. And if you creating the same move and you losing, then you know, you will automatically know I got to stop repeating the same move. The biggest goddamn unaccomplished motherfuckers on the planet is the motherfuckers that don't play games.
Mm.
They are the most unaccomplished motherfuckers. They are 9 to 5, and they take their ass to sleep. They cook, clean, care for the kids, and wake back up. When shit hit the fans, they wouldn't know how to problem. They wouldn't know how to solve the problem.
Yep. They lack strategizing.
They lack strategy.
Yep. Yep. Exactly.
They lack that shit. I like a nigga who got a goddamn fucking, I would rather have a nigga who got a motherfucking game collection than a DVD collection.
I know, that's right.
Those DVDs,
to me, that's
why,
nigga, it's on, motherfucker. Now I get to challenge your bitch ass on some other shit. Let's see who win, motherfucker. I like that better than DVDs and shit. You can tell a nigga that ain't got shit but fucking DVDs in his fucking house, this nigga fucking.
Yeah,
he fucking any bitch that walk in that motherfucker, nigga, like, go pick a movie, bitch.
Go pick a movie.
Go ahead.
The movie, hope.
Right.
You're
while
so
I fluff these pillows.
Yeah, you're but if so you playing a game with that nigga, you know, ain't no fucking nigga, ain't no fucking yet, motherfucker.
Especially if he lose.
Exactly. Or if your ass lose, y'all be up all motherfucking night till the sun come up, till you literally fucking whip his ass in his
exactly.
motherfucking house. I had a motherfucker waiting on pussy one goddamn day. Boy, it took us goddamn 7 hours to finish a game of fucking Monopoly by the time it was time for me to go.
Ah.
That I used to be back in the day. I go to a nigga house like, nigga, you ain't got no games, motherfucker.
Right.
You ain't got shit.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, nigga, ain't no fucking.
What we
come
over here for? The fuck?
Let's play miniature golf or some shit, motherfucker. This some bullshit, nigga. I ain't finna fuck you that
way. You ain't got no cards? You ain't even got a deck of cards?
Yeah, you think you got cards? You got dominoes, nigga? You ain't got nothing?
I used to have cards.
You ain't got nothing? Nigga, ain't no fucking. Nigga, ain't no fucking. Ain't no fucking, motherfucker. Ain't no fucking. I can't fuck a nigga that watch TV. That's just, that ain't worth fucking.
Mm-mm.
That's why I used to tell women, man, you go out on a date, stop letting that nigga take you to the fucking movies, you stupid bitch. Tell him to take you miniature golfing, rock climbing.
Yep.
Shit like that.
Bowling, skating.
Bowling my shit. Skating.
Yep.
You know, start
yep.
to think outside the box. Every time I go to the movie theater, I see goddamn 2 grown motherfuckers sitting at the movie theater. You can tell they're on a date.
Yep.
You can tell the difference, can't you? You can tell who just met each other.
How is that
who
even
been
a
fucking?
Uh-huh.
How is sitting in the dark quietly for about 2 hours a fucking date?
And you just met the motherfucker.
Yeah, how's that a date? What did you accomplish?
That ain't no date. That's a goddamn, you already know what that is.
Drive-by.
That's a goddamn setup there, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I won't do no movies, boy. Don Corleone don't go to no movies on no goddamn date. I don't even go to the movies goddamn now.
Where movies make you sleepy.
I like to do shit goddamn exciting. Mm-hmm. Fuck, nigga, how much money you got?
Take a
we finna spend goddamn $20.50 on this shit, motherfucker. We can put a whole bunch of quarters in the goddamn pool table.
Go to the arcade. Take my ass to the arcade. Let's play laser tag.
I'm saying
tag.
But think outside the box, and then you'll know if the
paintball.
Nigga is worth motherfucking, you know, kicking it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do shit that you like to fucking do, not that you are accustomed of doing. This shit that you just like to fucking do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when was the last time you told a motherfucker you want to just go to Six Flags for your date?
I know that's right.
That's probably fuck a nigga up. Like, what? Six Flags? Oh, man, you know the motherfucking Madea, big, one big happy family just came out. Oh, you don't want to go there and go to the movies?
Nope.
I mean, that's the shit. Like, you got to think outside the fucking box, because I'm telling you, wherever the woman would go, the man would leave. But if the bitch don't know where to go, that's like the blind leading the blind.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Unless the motherfucker can take you somewhere that is new to you, that it also compliments your ass. It
absolutely
wakes you the fuck up like, damn, ain't no motherfucking nigga ever took me to this shit. I ain't even know this shit exists.
Right.
That's the only difference. If the nigga got a better idea,
yep,
then run it. If it ain't
yep
no better idea, then nigga, it's sex flags,
yeah,
motherfucker. Okay.
You ain't. You ain't taking me on a goddamn, what is it, a harbor cruise, you know, whale watching or some shit.
Yeah, it got to be some other shit, you know, because there are some niggas that got that prestige taste. And there's some bitches that deserve to know what prestige taste is by way of a nigga. But if that bitch ain't got her prestige taste up and he ain't got his shit, then, bitch, you got to think outside the box. Can't do the ordinary hoe shit. Hoes get a steak and a baked potato and popcorn. That's what hoes get. That's the standard for hoes. That's the standard for hoes. Hoes get a baked potato and a box of popcorn. That's it. That's what hoes get. Baked potato. Steak and a baked potato. That's all you're going to get. That's all you're going to get, hoes. A steak and a baked potato, bitch, and a box of popcorn. Fucking with these. Fucking with that shit. That's the standard for hoes.
Talk about you, fool.
Talking about you had a wonderful time. Come
right
on. Let me put on something sexy.
Right?
Hell no.
Talk about I had a wonderful time. Come on in. Let me put on something sexy.
Yeah, that nigga take you out for goddamn
that's why niggas don't
potatoes
have to do too much now, man. The
yeah
fucking bitches done lowered they fucking bar. Like, bitch,
absolutely,
you ain't got to do shit. All I got to do is feed the hoe and get this bitch a motherfucking box of popcorn and get the pussy.
That's right. And then he eating your fucking baby cereal for the next goddamn 3 years.
Fuck
oh,
yeah.
God.
Fuck yeah. You ain't lying about that shit. Eating your
that
baby
nigga put
shit
in with a fucking steak and a goddamn potato. Now your baby's looking like, I mean, can I get some fruit loop? Damn. That nigga eating
drunk
cereal out of
Capri
pancake
Suns
bowl
and shit.
Yep.
Got a box of goddamn Fruit Loops at the table and a beer next to it. The fuck, that ain't no combination.
Writing down what the fuck he want on your grocery list and shit. The fuck? A nigga gonna do it if you let him. A nigga gonna do it if you let him.
Hell yeah.
Yep. You sure will. He'll be your 9-year-old at the age of 24.
I'm gonna start calling you Golly Jolly.
That's what we call her, Golly Jolly.
Oh, okay. Golly.
Actually, we didn't. I didn't want to steal that from you. It may seem like you didn't create nothing new.
Ooh. What the fuck does she say?
I didn't want you to know that was profound.
Well, thank you, profound.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm giving myself a round of applause.
Man, I don't know. My switchboard went down, so I don't know what pretty looking like. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. It's still up.
Oh, okay. Anybody up there?
Nope, no hands up.
Pretty, what you looking like? Man, that beer got me sweating. Y'all know we about to jump off to a celebration show.
It's a celebration. Yeah,
yeah, because we ain't going to be able to do this like this probably till next goddamn week.
Mm-hmm.
Until Jalee show, but Jalee don't open her goddamn mic till it's time to fucking stream.
Because when I opened my mic too early, y'all got me on there crying and shit, you know.
It's the party line, Shadow. We do the celebration show. Okay, are we going to do it the celebration show? Like, what the fuck, man? Y'all niggas sleep already, nigga?
What's the celebration show?
This the nocturnal show, nigga. You know, the show that you popped up into that night, you was like,
oh
shit, hell fucking yeah. I just left the club, too.
Hell yeah.
You know the night where all the California niggas get on the line with us and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That CT crowd. We got to get that CT crowd in the game, the Black Power CT crowd. You feel me? We got to give everybody a little taste of goddamn how us Georgia teachers do this shit. You feel me?
Do you know a woman in the chat room today? She actually said this foul shit to me, and then she wanted to act like it wasn't some foul shit. I was on the show, and in the chat room, they asked me, you know, where I'm from. And I was like, I'm from Georgia all day. So she said, I'm representing Georgia wrong. What the fuck?
You represent Georgia wrong, Jolly?
When I called her on that shit, she tried to act like she was all, you know, Miss Humble Pie and shit. Like, oh, you know, was that mean, bitch? It wasn't true. So the damn sure it had to be something.
Wow. Whoa. Wait a minute.
That.
What the fuck that mean you represent Georgia wrong?
Exactly. I didn't appreciate that.
Man, I don't know. I told you, that's just like a nigga, man. They claim every fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, man. Hey, Jolly, how does it feel to be me? Nubian say, I ain't one because I misrepresent they motherfucking ass. Ain't nobody ever said that shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about that. Those are little people. Those are land dwellers, Jolly. They're land dwellers. Remember, Jolly, there was a nigga that said that I told people to protect themselves, and that was demonic.
Exactly. Exactly.
You got them fucking land dwellers on the planet, man. That's what the fuck they do.
Yep.
Should have asked that bitch, was she the governor of Georgia?
<Mm-mm-mm>.
You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to them.
What was her name, man? Let's find her.
Her name was God Elect Lady.
Oh, shit.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh,
no,
man, you can't mess with her. We can't even talk bad about her. Let's just end this conversation.
That's deep. That's some deep shit right there. She gave her name and everybody.
We can't fuck with God Elect Lady, but hey.
See fire.
Yeah, man, we just got to end that conversation real quick, man. Some motherfuckers, you just can't even. Come on, don't even fuck with it.
Hey, do more. I ain't finna do that.
Fuck that shit. No fucking.
Damn, God, you got people that's limited to being blasted by you. What?
Man, it's just certain motherfuckers, man, you just got to give them a pass, you know what I'm saying? If it was some shit that say God is a fucking Ra or some shit, yeah, go in on that bitch. You just got to watch that shit, you feel what I'm saying? Like, God Elect Lady, man, God bless her, heaven shine upon her.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm glad you told me her name, because I was about to foul with a no name. I mean, nah, she's, you know, like, you just got to tread softly with certain people, you know what I'm saying? And it's not even like that they really know what they're saying. It's just that, you know, they are, you know, the appointed, you know, people. They're God's appointed people.
Yes, and like I reminded her that even God's appointed people can be checked. Because what she said was that she's working, because somebody said, you know, where have you been? And she was like, she just be laying low. And then she followed it up by, she learned that when she has something mean to say, that she just shuts up. So then it was like, well, bitch, you just said something mean. So you need to work on that shit.
Was that really mean to you, Jolly?
Jolly is crazy.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
mean
for real
to me,
though. But
what
that really mean to you, Jolly? Was that
her,
like,
no,
that was mean?
Her
that
intent,
was mean,
her intent was mean. And I mm-hmm. didn't take it in it terms of mean, but I definitely knew her intent was mean
mm-hmm.
because the previous shit she said before that was like, she ain't from fucking Atlanta, and then somebody else said she must be from Decatur. And then she came right back and was like, fuck that, I'm from Decatur. She ain't from Decatur. Bitch, I already told you clearly where the fuck I'm from. College Park, baby. You ain't got to get up there. I already told you. And if you think the niggas in College Park don't think I rep my city well, you dead wrong, Shawty. You are dead wrong. That's why I was like,
Shawty, you rep your city, baby.
Oh, all day. I'm South Side. I'm South fucking Side.
So you and God elect lady about 80 years old and shit. Y'all motherfuckers fighting for goddamn who rep what?
You weren't talking about the city, because to me she was confronting my respectability level. She's trying to say I'm representing my neighborhood incorrectly, and I'm letting her know no, absolutely not. I'm a fucking product of my environment. I am the best that these niggas could come up with. You know what I'm saying? That's why I open my mouth and I speak. So that niggas know that motherfuckers can come from College Park and fucking awesome.
It appears that the host has already dialed into the show. Only one host is allowed per show.
Man, who the fuck dialed into the goddamn show?
You.
Oh, this shit gonna be gangster. This look like this shit gonna make a smooth transition. This has never been done before. Let's see what happens. We got 8 minutes before the party starts.
Nice.
Okay, so well, God bless her. Now, it's just certain people I don't fear. I just respect because they've never showed any disrespect. Now, God's elect lady is a very sanctified, holy Christian. So it's just certain goddamn things that we must respect as sanctified and holy.
That's
a sad. Huh? Oh, y'all ain't like that. Y'all do or die on this motherfucker. Y'all from do or die bitches. That's how y'all rolling. Oh, y'all ain't gonna respect the sanctified holy Christians, man. What the fuck?
No, not the sanctified holy Christians.
Then that's God elect lady, man. Do you understand the name of that motherfucker? God's elect lady.
That's right. And so that means to me, and this is how I take authority in elders and shit. Is if you are elected by God, then ain't shit I'ma say or do that's gonna break you, okay? All I'ma be able to do.
But sometimes they feel like they're as the enforcer of God, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah. They're a lie. You are lied to. Nobody asked you to enforce shit.
What if God did? She's elected.
No, she lying on God. Then you lying on God.
Are you damn sure right?
Say what?
You lying on.
Wait a minute. Who said damn sure right?
I did.
Pretty.
And what bitch did say?
What who?
I didn't say shit. I'm letting y'all go back and forth. I did it.
I mean, I heard somebody else. Must have been Keita. Keita's like, bullshit. Somebody said bullshit.
Nah, that was Jolly and Pretty. Pretty agreed with Jolly. Oh, unless the other chick is still on the phone about the moon and the minstrel.
Butterfly
is her name.
Yeah, Butterfly.
Butterfly, you still on with us?
No. Nope.
I was going to say, did she just answer?
Butterfly said, fuck y'all, motherfucker.
No, she is.
You know?
She said, fuck you, Don. She said, fuck us. She said, fuck you, Don, not us.
Oh, fuck
you.
Me. How the fuck, why would she say, fuck? No, fuck you is what she said.
You know, she be taking that shit personal. You got to find a way to let her know that shit ain't personal. That shit's just funny.
Nah, you know who she said? She said, fuck you to Pretty and fuck you to Keita.
Mm.
She didn't say fuck you to me and fuck you to Jolly. She already said that shit to us like yesterday. This is some new fuck yous.
Well, if she said it to you, then she said it to me. So however you handle it, that'll work.
I mean, the reality of it is, man, I mean, like most, I mean, you know, women like to be in our circle, but they don't understand, man. You know, it's an initiation process. You feel me? You got to be able to hang.
You gotta get in where you fucking fit in. And if you
double dutch.
Yeah, y'all
just
made her hang up.
We made her hang up.
Yeah.
Why the fuck you say we made her? How we made her hang up?
How about blaming on the rain? Like,
huh? Pretty, come on now. Pretty throwing that shit back at Jolly ass. You can't throw it on
the
rain. It was the moon and the rain.
Man, Butterfly, my girl, man. She a Cancer, man.
Look, it's not personal, just funny. I don't know why people don't get it. Darn fucking rags on me every time he talks about me. I don't think that shit's personal. The shit's just
nigga,
funny.
You rag on me in the chat room. Everything I say, you got goddamn a little joke by.
See, it's just funny. Husband.
It is funny though. I swear to God, that shit funny. Like when I said, why would y'all be fucking all these motherfuckers? You would go in a restaurant and goddamn ask the motherfucker next to you to let you share their fork. And then Jolly in the chat room said, but you let the motherfucker cook your food. You let strangers cook your food. I said, man, that shit gangsta as fuck. I couldn't say shit.
See, it's funny. It's shit.
Fuck yeah. If you ain't got a sense of humor, ain't no need to be on this bitch. Fuck
real.
That's the fucking truth. If you take this shit to the heart, nigga, then you ain't got no soul.
No, you like for real.
Yeah, if you take this shit to the heart, nigga, then you ain't got no soul.
There's no fuck way. There's no fuck way you don't get nowhere. If you
she
can't
said,
let
you ain't got no soul.
You don't take this shit to the heart. If you take this shit to the heart, nigga, you ain't got no soul, motherfucker.
Darn, can I
need
touch?
To drink what you're
wait,
drinking.
Darn, can I
nigga, I'm
I need
almost
to drink
finished, motherfucker,
you,
but I got some great goose.
Drink.
I might just open that bitch up.
I need
for
to
the
drink what you drinking and smoke what Jolly and Biscuit is smoking. And Pretty. I don't know what Pretty doing.
I hate when Pretty get fucking high. That shit pisses me the fuck out.
She get even more quiet. Can you imagine? She already quiet. She get
I know, right?
Quiet.
And the bitch just whisper at that point. The fuck is that shit? I hate that shit, man. We be fucking goddamn trying to get some goddamn white bitch all motherfucking high and shit. She fucking talking to herself. Talking to her thoughts
like,
and shit.
She'd
be like,
what the
fuck is that?
She'd be like, checkers.
She blowing motherfucker natural high and shit. I can't stand it. It fucking pisses me the fuck off. Y'all should hear that show where Pretty was high. That's the Second Chronicles. She was high the whole fucking time, and then when the high came to reality is when she opened up the last 10 minutes of the fucking show. She was high the whole time.
Well, then she should have been given a whole lot of damn parables about tables and napkins and plates.
I'm telling you. Tell me like a motherfucker. When I get high, nigga, ain't nobody going to be able to understand me. They have to catch it later. It's just be some shit you catch later. You come back 20 years later like, I know what you were saying. I get it. That shit was gangster.
You goddamn parable of the sower.
Y'all don't want me to get fucking high, nigga. It's over.
Yes, we do.
I'm trying to, man.
No.
I would be honored if the heavens will allow me to just smoke a mother, just take three puffs during the show. God damn it, it'll be off the chain.
I'm going to put my request in, too, then.
Man, I'm asking the heavens, man. Please grant me that one wish.
Man, you're going to be tight after listening to it because you're going to be quiet the whole time and you're going to have to listen to it like four times after the show is over. That's what's going to happen.